answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I've got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the first night of the 2019 Democratic National Debate did not disappoint. No, clown world is a real place, and we're just living in it. And when you look at the clowns that were on stage last night, it was so pathetic, so boring, so ridiculous that it was enthralling as we sat there covering it live. The microphone problems, the technical difficulties, the one-upsmanship with Cory Booker talking about the epidemic of blacks being lynched and how that black trans people are being beat up and just all of this made-up fables, and it went on and on. And then, oh, we're going to have gun confiscation, but it's not gun confiscation because we're going to pay you for them. And then Elizabeth Warren looked like she snorted 14 lines of methamphetamine and was like some evil witch. All of them, except the congresswoman from Hawaii, looked like they had escaped a mental asylum. Ladies and gentlemen, then you add to this the fact that we had reporters outside, and there might have been 50 people total that came out for the Democratic debates that were Democrats, and several hundred that were there for Trump. So this is a huge opportunity. Everyone listening who is in Florida needs to go out there, because there was no energy, there was no nothing, and you can totally dominate the national headlines, even bigger than we just saw, by having Trump supporters with all their energy and all their stamina and all their quick wit and all their great looks, in most cases, coming out and juxtaposing the low-energy Democrats, who, I'm sorry, all look like they were auditioning for the return of Saturday Night Live's character, Pat. Now, today, I promise to take my daughters fishing. Yes, before they go to camp. So I'm going to be out today, but I'll be back tonight with live coverage in studio with Robert Barnes, Owen Schroyer, and others, and the rest of our amazing crew, Millie Weaver, Savannah Hernandez, and others on the streets there in Miami for the second night, which should have more energy. It's kind of got the bigger headliners, Joe Biden, and, of course, white people do not know what it is like to be poor, Bernie Sanders. Never saw a college. He didn't want to swindle. So this is going to be a big transmission today and tonight. But here's the bottom line. I love to say bottom line. It's true. This was emblematic. The technical difficulties, the fact that they all looked like they'd escaped a mental institute, a lunatic asylum, all of this together, no one outside to support them, all of it together shows how pathetic these clowns are, and that they've been in their own bubbles. They've been in their own echo chambers so long that they really don't get that America's sick of being bullied and sick of being told we're racist and sick of being told how much we suck and sick of being told we put kids in cages when they're battling to get into the United States, and it was Obama put them in the cages. We see through them, and this shows the hoax more than ever has dissipated. Now, when we come back, Robert Barnes is going to take over, and I'm going to recap what I just said with two other huge points that I've not hit yet. So again, this is not a spectator sport. This is a participation blood sport politically for the future of not just America, but the world. Humanity's been asleep. Humanity is awakening. The globalists are freaking out, trying to put us back into the trance, but it's not working. It's the second day of the greatest comedy show on earth, Clown World 2019, with live Infowars.com and NewsWars.com coverage. We shall return on the other side from the Infowars News Center in Austin, Texas. Whatever you do, spread the word and tell the world that Clown World is here. But humanity is invading.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, June 27th, 2019, the second night of the greatest comedy show on earth, the Democrat National Committee sponsored Democrat debates, brought to you by the wonderful people at Clown World. Ladies and gentlemen, last night was spectacular. The Democrats over-delivered with exactly what we thought we were going to get. Funnier than 20 clowns trying to get into one Volkswagen. We saw 10 clowns up on stage. It was emblematic of how the left ruins every city, every state, every nation they get. They were all competing with each other to hate on America and to try to manipulate the heartstrings of the American people. This was true victim culture, where you give up any Americana culture, you give up any free market culture, you give up rugged individualism, and you embrace that you are a victim. And then you wallow in the victimhood, and these were the high priests up there on the stage. Now, obviously, the big emblematic takeaway is that the left ruins every area of life and culture, from business to government, to academia, to faith, to basic hygiene. Everywhere they're in control, massive disease, mental illness, low IQs, human feces everywhere. I mean, it's really not a joke. These people wreck everything they touch, and they suck everything dry because they come out of the French Revolution. The first time we hear about leftist and the left-hand path being a political movement is the Jacobins and the French Revolution. They were literal nihilist slash devil worshippers. Yes, they believed in nothing but being the devil incarnate with total power. They wanted 9-day work weeks. They wanted to change the calendar. They wanted to end the family. They wanted to end the genders. And they had what they called the bloody red terror. Yes, Lenin didn't invent that. And they overthrew society, not just existing orders, but everything in society. That was their goal until they burned themselves out. And so that's the big takeaway here is the technical difficulties, the mics not working, having to go to break repeatedly, having the lights not tuned right. All of this was emblematic of the breakdown of civilization and culture. You can imagine the political correctness going on at MSNBC and NBC that's already paralyzed that company. You hear about all the lawsuits and all the racism and sexism fights that go on at CNN and ABC. They're all collapsing in their own echo chambers, their own little clown world, their own little bubble. And as it collapses, like a star collapsing and forming a black hole, they're all intensifying their radicalism, hoping within that compacted system they can rule the hell they've created. Because it was once said, it's better to reign in hell than serve in the Republic and be free. So, the big takeaways. Think about this. Not just the fact that many of the participants look like they had escaped from a lunatic asylum, and again, that obviously, Elizabeth Warren, who's normally low energy, looked like she was ready to murder someone and had lightning bolts coming out of her eyes for 2 hours, guaranteed was on serious amphetamines. probably large amounts of it. And then again, everyone else clownishly trying to look sad and upset and running the nation down, trying to demoralize us. But that's not the big issue. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the tiny crowd of maybe 50 people paid for by George Soros and others pushing carbon taxes. No. Or the fact there were more Trump supporters outside, probably 5-1. The big story is that Google and Facebook and Twitter and Reddit all for the last week have intensified censorship and have locked down the Donald subreddit and other systems where no one could even communicate during this because no one was supposed to be able to ruin this magic moment. You know that song, This Magic Moment? Oh, it's so beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. It's so cute. It's so wonderful. But you see, they couldn't stop the fact that everyone would reject it, even if they brought in an iron curtain, an iron mask, an iron steel trap to purge and to have a scourge of free speech in the hopes of propping up this facade. It's still a facade, even if you try to prop it up. And so people rejected it in mass. And that's the big takeaway. That all the censorship and all the control and all the manipulation and all the pre-hype and our crews were there, the place was like a ghost town. The people coming out looked completely low energy, didn't want to talk to any of the media. They looked like they'd all just come out of a really bad movie. There were people falling asleep and surfing their phones and yawning in the front rows, and it just got better and better and better. You know those movies that are so bad they're good? They even have awards for the worst movies. And, you know, you watch some of those movies, they're hilarious. Some of these, you know, horror movies that are low budget. This was the same thing. I was just entranced by this circus crew, but they are the ruling class. They are still currently in power, and they're trying to cling on to power. Look at Trump with all of his energy, all his focus, and how much he's gotten done. Look at what InfoWars has done. Look at what you've done. Every American, no matter what color you are, if you love freedom and you love justice, then you are part of the winning team and you're not part of clown world, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of other angles to this. Obviously, we're going to be playing clips today going over it. We're going to be covering it live tonight. Robert Barnes is going to be hosting. I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central for Clown World. Thank you all for your support. But I got to tell you, this is the rotting edifice of the establishment. They are delusional, and I'm more sure than ever we're going to win, but it's going to be an incredible fight because these people are disconnected from reality. Again, there's a lot of other angles here, but the big ones are the almost no attendance outside, the low energy, the technical difficulties, the fact that they were all fighting with each other just shows what a ship of fools this is. But remember, despite all the system trying to prop it up, it collapsed like everything else they do. But if they're able to steal the election with Google meddling, we'll never know that we really won because they will steal it and tell us that we're losers, just like they stole the House in last year's election. So Trump must act because they will try to force us to keep living in clown world by election fraud, just like they do in Venezuela and other authoritarian regimes. Robert Barnes is taking over. Please don't forget, this broadcast is listener supported. We make it easy with great products. We're going to have to end the special coming up on July 4th. So the July 4th special is about to end. It's the Save InfoWars special extended, store-wide free shipping, 50% off, double Patriot points. And we have the limited edition Clown World shirt that is the style of a rock and roll shirt or a arena shirt, a concert shirt, where it basically commemorates and celebrates this ridiculous Clown World event. We've already sold half of the 5,000. It's limited edition. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, for the balance of the broadcast, Robert Barnes will be analyzing this, attorney at law and InfoWars counsel. Please stay with us and spread the word. That's how we override the clowns that think they're in control, but not much longer.
Happy to be here, subbing in for Alex Jones this afternoon, who will be back tonight to cover the second stage of the Democratic debates, Clown World Part 2, the sequel. We'll see if it's as good as and as comedic as the first one was. We'll also be discussing major decisions today by the Supreme Court of the United States. Can the Commerce Department simply ask a citizenship question on the U.S. Census? Can legislators or judges decide how districting is done across the country? Can Democrats go to judges and have them rewrite political districts that were chosen in a different way by the elected officials? Why has the Supreme Court, that was appointed by mostly pro-life conservative jurists, continually abandoned them at key decisions about government authority? We'll talk about the surprise winner of the Democratic debates last night, the Democratic scandals covered up both last night and may be covered up again tonight. We'll talk about what questions should be asked the Democratic candidates for the debates tonight, and what questions should be asked Robert Mueller, who's the guest who just won't go away, and Lenny Dykstra's cold coffee rule that's needed for Robert Mueller for Republican questioning in his upcoming congressional appearance.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. all InfoWars best-selling live products. All of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Guest hosting today on the Alex Jones Show. This is attorney Robert Barnes stepping in for Alex. He'll be back tonight for Clown World Part 2 with Owen Schroyer to discuss the second stage of the Democratic debates when the big candidates will be up there. We'll be discussing why is the media going after the Drudge Report for its poll survey on who the surprise winner was of last night's Democratic debate. What scandal questions did the media refuse to ask last night's debate candidates? And will they ask Joe Biden? Will they ask Bernie Sanders? Will they ask Kamala Harris? Will they ask Pete Buttigieg, those same questions that they refused to ask last night about scandals in these candidates' past? But first, with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court today issued two seminal decisions, one on the question about whether or not that President Trump can ask about whether someone is a citizen for our own census of our own citizens. And the second question is whether or not the who gets to control how candidates are picked and how districts are drawn. Do the people that are elected get to pick that, the legislators and governors, or do the liberal courts get to pick that? First, the good news. In the redistricting decision, the Supreme Court finally put an end to the judges rewriting districts in favor of Democratic candidates and Democratic politicians who fail to win elections. As they made clear today, redistricting is something that a party does not have standing to bring. It's a political question that belongs to the legislators and to the governor, not to unelected politicians and unelected federal judges. The doctrine of standing is sort of like a way to think of it is if in order to be able to speak at a town hall, you need to stand to speak. So standing is whether or not you have a legal right, a legal entitlement, a legal opportunity to be able to present an argument in court. In this context, the question is who decides? Who has the power? Who gets to write and draw the districts? Do the elected officials do that people have chosen to do so, or do the courts get to do so? And so this was a critical decision where the Supreme Court finally put an end to judges rewriting districts, overturning legislators, overturning the elected officials the public chose to write these districts. So that's a big win for conservatives, a big win for constitutionalists, a big win for civil libertarians, a big win for little d Democrats. Now we get to the second decision on the census. The census decision is not quite how the media will portray it, though it is not the win that Trump deserved. The media will portray this as a complete victory by the people attacking the president because the Supreme Court did not affirmatively state that the Commerce Department could simply ask whether or not you're a citizen on a census form that's about doing a census of U.S. citizens. So despite the sort of ludicrous and absurd nature of a Supreme Court saying that question cannot be asked by the elected executive branch of government, there was a caveat to the court's decision. The court also said that the Commerce Department could actually include the citizenship question if they came back with a better rationale and justification. Now, this is the Supreme Court overseeing the executive branch in a way that the Constitution does not call for, and that is anti-democratic in its form because it has the court reexamining the motives and intent and ideas behind these policies. And it will come as no surprise, the justice who was key to this was Chief Justice Roberts. It was the four Democratic justices, democratically appointed justices, and Justice Roberts, just like it was in Obamacare. Now, notably, Obama went out in the Obamacare case. Justice Roberts went out of his way to completely ignore what Barack Obama had said, that the mandate was a mandate. and instead pretended it was a tax. And because it was a tax, it magically became constitutional. That, of course, didn't really make any sense by people who had reviewed the actual public or political record. Yet here he goes out of his way to suddenly say motive is all that matters, and that all that matters is whether or not the Commerce Department and the Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, what was their real goal and objective in asking a very simple, basic, elementary question that has been on every census in the census's history, which is, are you a citizen or not? And instead said, well, we're going to second guess that. We're going to doubt that. We're going to challenge that. We're going to say for some reason we can no longer take him at his word, even though in the case of Obamacare, Justice Roberts, again, the key decision maker, went out of his way to make up words that didn't even exist and motives that didn't even exist. So this gets us to a broader question about the Supreme Court in general. Here we have had, for the majority of the time since the 1990s, a majority of Supreme Court justices appointed by presidents who promised to that they would appoint justices that would affirm constitutional principles, affirm certain conservative principles, and affirm pro-life principles in particular. And yet, on the issue of abortion, the Supreme Court has hardly budged or moved from the liberal consensus that came in before it. If anything, they've become even more ideological in their support of it. And here again, you see Justice Roberts taking the Anthony Kennedy role that was previously played by Sarah Day O'Connor, which is basically trying to appeal to the cocktail circuit, trying to appeal to the media and get their approval, trying to make sure that he is welcome at all the cocktail parties in D.C. and New York. The Justice Kennedy played that role for many years. Justice O'Connor played that role before him. And here you have another justice abandoning the principles that got him there, abandoning the conservative principles that helped him get nominated in the first instance in order to seek the approval of the rentier class, the media class, the legal left class, instead of seeking the approval of the law and seeking the approval of those who put him in the position of power in the first place. This is why the sort of never Trump world will never appoint justices or recommend justices that will in any way support or continue to substantiate true conservatism. It is evident that both of Trump's appointees both recognize that obviously the citizenship question should be included for a census of U.S. citizens, and that it would be insane and absurd to do anything different. So the president had a partial setback, but it wasn't quite a complete setback, because even Chief Justice Roberts couldn't completely prostitute his principles just to seek the momentary approval of the folks in the Hamptons for the summer. So while he obtained part of that approval, what he did was allow the census to include a citizenship question if they simply go back and change their motivation and rationale and come up with a more compelling and convincing one, which I'm quite sure they will. So I think ultimately this is a momentary setback, not a long-term setback. The win in the Supreme Court on redistricting is far more significant and consequential than the loss on the census question. But that wraps up the entire Supreme Court term. The Supreme Court is now off for the summer. They take extended breaks. They continue to take only a small number of cases, which other people question and challenge, often 60 to 80 cases a year, and that's the same number they were taking back in the 70s. So some have reasonably and fairly and correctly questioned whether that's enough, but that's what they're doing. And they sort of skipped out and dodged on a lot of political questions. The fact that the census question only was decided on the very last day they could issue a decision suggests that Justice Roberts went back and forth. Do I appease the Hamptons crowd? Do I appease the New York Times crowd? Do I appease the Harvard Law School crowd? Or do I appease the people who put me in power? Do I uphold the principles that I had promised to uphold in getting nominated to this position in the first place? Do I simply follow what the Constitution, the law, history, precedent, and common sense say to follow? Unfortunately, what he chose was he sort of split the baby like that was requested of Solomon, and in the process ultimately will likely give Trump an ultimate victory by being able to include the citizenship question in the census, but put that in doubt momentarily by the way in which he framed it and by second-guessing the Commerce Secretary's decision. When we come back, we should look at who is the surprise winner of the Democratic debates and what they have in common with President Trump. What we'll also look at is why is the media attacking the Drudge Report? Why does the media think you should never listen to polls from the Drudge Report? Why is the media unhappy with who the surprise winner was? And we'll also talk about the not-so-surprising loser. So come back to the Alex Jones Show, attorney Robert Barnes stepping in today to discuss that and more.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this. InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault, so we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
In the 40 years that I've been in American politics, I've never seen a situation with the mainstream media in which facts and truth and evidence no longer matters. The false claim that you purposely sent kiddie porn to the Sandy Hook plaintiffs is ludicrous as well as false. It's a smear. Somebody sends you something that's encrypted. You don't even open it. It ends up swept up in the discovery of 9 million documents, and then it's blamed on you. This is Kafka. This is bizarre. But the way the mainstream media rushes out to say Jones sent kiddie porn is really outrageous. I have a lot of respect for those media outlets and those commentators who retracted and corrected and clarified. But I wonder, where are the big boys? Where's the Wall Street Journal? Where's Associated Press? When are they going to report that they made a mistake and what they said about you was inaccurate? So we both need your help, and I urge folks to continue to support InfoWars with your dollars.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Glad to be back as the guest host, attorney Robert Barnes, for The Alex Jones Show. So why is it? Who was the surprise winner of the Democratic debate last night? Well, there was the main surprise winner, and that was this guy. President Donald Trump was the real winner of the Democratic debate last night, as people saw how weak the Democratic Party is in terms of its nominees, how many of its candidates lack spine, how many of them lack style, how many of them lack simple persuasive skill on a debate stage. The sort of unanimous thing was that if you wanted a new substitute for insomnia, you didn't need to take various sleeping pills, but you could just have the Democratic debate on a loop. So this was the net effect of the Democratic debate in terms of it drawing attention. But the other surprise winner within the Democratic stage last night was someone who is not a big surprise for people who have been observing the political scene for some time, and that was Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. So what's unique about Tulsi Gabbard? She shares President Trump's perspective more than anyone else on that stage on issues of foreign policy and war and conflict. In fact, that was the only person accused of being the most like Trump on stage last night was Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. But Gabbard is someone that the mainstream press and the establishment press has waged a complete war on to suppress her dissident voice on the warmongering, war-loving Democratic Party of today. So consequently, they couldn't promote her and haven't been promoting her, and two-thirds of the country were first introduced to her and her views last night, including most Democrats. And she was the number one person searched on what's called Google Trends. So you can go to Google and look up Google Trends, and you can look at who the rest of the world is searching for. Two-thirds of the state had Tulsi Gabbard as the number one person they were searching for. There was a map that was done in the Zero Hedge article that's also up on InfoWars, where it mentioned that ahead of the debate, Elizabeth Warren is the person that's being mostly researched, a little bit with Cory Booker and some with Beto O'Rourke. And Tulsi Gabbard didn't place first anywhere other than her home state of Hawaii. However, after the debate, it was all Tulsi Green. That had covered the entire West Coast, almost the entire industrial Midwest, most of Appalachia. In fact, only states with a large African-American population saw Cory Booker top her. Otherwise, she was number one across the country in all of those searches. You see it all across that map. It's just one. It looks like a Trump election map, just one big wave for one party. And you see in the Southeast and in Indiana and Michigan, states that have substantial African-American populations on the Democratic primary side, that's where you see Cory Booker make some stay. Not surprisingly, Vermont is an anomalous state because that's where Bernie Sanders, of course, is from, and he remains the most searched candidate there on a routine and regular basis. And New Jersey for Cory Booker because that's his home state. And only in the states that have a substantial, where the African-American vote is the predominant vote in the Democratic primary in the Southeast, do you see where Cory Booker dominated. So and basically, I think he brought up civil rights or in some way, shape, or form, anytime, any way he could. But what this showed was you had someone who was polling 1 to 2% in the polls who'd got almost no media coverage. And it was not surprisingly, the only candidate to be compared to Donald Trump last night was Tulsi Gabbard. The only candidate to challenge the establishment wars was Tulsi Gabbard. The only candidate to get an adverse question of any kind or of any caliber from anyone else on the press that night was Tulsi Gabbard. And it's not at all a surprise that she was also the candidate who's gotten the least positive press coverage coming into the debates, and the least supported by big money and big finance. So it's not a surprise that when people saw the refreshing nature of someone being authentic, someone being independent, someone being Trump-like within the Democratic Party and in sharing the viewpoints and the perspectives of Trump on foreign wars and foreign policies, Trump is probably the most war-skeptical candidate to get elected to the presidency in our modern era. Has pulled us out of Libya, has made sure we didn't go further into other Mideast wars, have not gone into Iran, have not gone into Venezuela, have not gone into Ukraine. Whereas if Hillary had been elected president, we probably would have been all over the place. And Gabbard also caused the only damage control that any candidate had to issue last night as she took out Congressman Tim Ryan. So Congressman Tim Ryan she smacked him around a little bit, because he didn't know who it was that attacked us on 9/11. So you had the sort of Republicans who didn't know who attacked us on 9/11, thinking somehow it was Iraq. And last night you had Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan, who likes to talk about how he's a high school quarterback all the time, though bettors lost that bet last night, whether he would bring it up again. But he actually blamed the Taliban in Afghanistan and the various leaders in Afghanistan, not Al-Qaeda, for causing 9/11. So she immediately made clear that was not the case and pointed out and was one of the only candidates to challenge any foreign government's misuse and abuse of our American political process by noting Saudi Arabia's role in supporting al-Qaeda and supporting 9/11. So her willingness to voice dissident views against the empire, the political establishment, the national security establishment that the media is in bed with, is what lit a flame across the country amongst other Democrats who want that kind of honesty, integrity, and independence in their nominee, which means she's probably going to get attacked left and right. That in turn led to a surprising set of attacks, and that was an attack on Matt Drudge. So Drudge Report simply put up a poll. They have millions of people who go to the Drudge Report each day, and they voted on who they thought won the Democratic debate. And Drudge Report viewers, it was the biggest online poll, a far bigger poll than any polling that was going to be done by any media organization. And they came back and they said Tulsi Gabbard was the winner. They selected her as the overwhelming winner by 3-1, 4-1, 5-1 margins over any other candidate. So what does the media do? I guarantee you if the Drudge Report had said Elizabeth Warren won the debate, then there would have been a celebration of the Drudge Report poll. But because it was the one candidate that they've been trying to suppress knowledge of, the one candidate they don't want people to know about, the one candidate whose dissident, independent, Trump-like views they want to suppress from the Democratic Party, the media has waged war on the Drudge Report, saying people shouldn't be looking at it, that it's a journalistic malpractice to even reference it. Their stories on the Hill, stories by the Washington Post reporters, stories by polling consultants and data consultants who are enraged because they think they alone should be the gatekeeper of news and information and public polling, that no, you should never listen to the Drudge Report or to Matt Drudge or to review the Drudge Report because it simply reflects honest, accurate, independent information. That was also the large basis of Tulsi Gabbard's appeal last night. She comes across as authentic. She comes across as real. So even though her social and cultural positions are out of touch with many Americans and definitely many Republicans and conservatives, her foreign policy positions is what made her stand out. Of the 5.5 minutes she got to speak last night, whereas they were giving 10 minutes or more to people like Cory Booker, almost all of it was about agreeing with Trump's foreign policy in one way, shape, or form. And to the degree that she was even critical at all, her criticism was of people like John Bolton and some of the neocons that have tried to push Trump into wars that he has wisely, sagely pushed back on. So it's not a surprise that she was really the winner. The question then is who is, one article put it for Reason, Tulsi Gabbard wrecks Dems with powerful anti-war debate answers. That's why she's sort of the Ron Paul of the Democratic Party. And for that same reason, they're going to suppress any knowledge or information about her. But that isn't the end of it. Who are the big losers? Well, there was Beto O'Rourke, whose attempt to speak Spanish backfired and failed abysmally. But he wasn't the only loser. The first big loser was the media itself. Not only because of its repeated technological failures last night, which we'll get to in the next segment, which led to a very popular meme that predictably the press will likely call a doctored video by Carpe Donctum. But the other big loser was the ratings. These candidates are so uninteresting, so boring, so bland, as Trump himself, his only content-driven tweet last night about the Democratic debates was boring in all caps and exclamation points, and for good cause and good reason. It's because, aside from the famous, when the biggest thing that comes out for you out of a Democratic debate or any debate is people making memes and jokes about you, that means you're likely the loser. And that was Beto O'Rourke. He was the unanimously consent loser. He was not only the subject of most of the memes, people talking about, as Cassandra Fairbanks noted, his peculiar lack of speaking Spanish and the way in which he tried to speak Spanish, like someone who just adds extra, says arresto instead, takes an English word and then tries to add something to make with a Spanish accent, tries to make it sound Spanish. But the other big losers were the TV networks themselves and the media. Not only for its technical failures and its complete inability to challenge and contest these Democratic candidates on their past scandals or just any kind of drama whatsoever, but their ratings were abysmal. So when Donald Trump appeared, Fox News, a cable news network, Fox News, attracted almost 25 million people to watch Donald Trump in a debate that is still seminal and memorable to this day. With network news and three networks covering it, they couldn't even break 10 million people. So the Trump gets 2.5 times the attention. So when we come back on the Alex Jones Show, the me guest hosting today, we'll discuss what Democratic scandals got covered up last night, what Democratic scandals might get covered up tonight. Will they discuss Joe Biden and Ukraine?
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that, because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor. But I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Clown World, InfoWars.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's already being printed. Your new ultra-limited edition Clown World t-shirt will be shipped out to you. And on the back, like a concert t-shirt, Clown World 2020, Cory Booker and all the rest of the usual suspects. We're going to have live coverage, and there's only 5,000 of these being printed. And that's it, and it funds the operation. It's a Clown World, and we're just living in it. Celebrate the circus that is Democratic debates for this exclusive limited time Clown World shirt, $19.95, really soft, nice, high quality fabric, whole nine yards for everybody, no reviews yet, and yes, we're running store-wide free shipping, 50% off of the supplements and double Patriot points, and that's how we fund this operation. Thanks to you, the amazing audience, and this amazing crew, and everybody else, we will prevail. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please support us today. These sales are big. Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
La situación ahora es inaceptable. Este presidente ha atacado, ha demonizado los inmigrantes. Es inaceptable. Voy a cambiar este.
Necesitamos incluir cada persona en nuestra democracia. Cada votante necesitamos la representación y cada voz necesitamos escuchar.
La situación ahora es inaceptable. Este presidente ha atacado, ha demonizado los inmigrantes. Es inaceptable y voy a cambiar este.
Oh, congresista O'Rourke, ¿qué haría usted en el primer día, si usted es presidente, sobre esta realidad que está ocurriendo? What would you do, Congressman, day one at the White House?
Vamos a tratar cada persona con el respeto y dignidad que merecen como humanos.
Me llamo Julián Castro y estoy postulando por presidente de los Estados Unidos.
Let's switch to another topic now. We've got a lot to get through. Let's talk.
My grandfather was actually separated from his family when he came to this country.
Yeah, the only thing they didn't have there is I am FACO, which is basically what that was. So, I mean, at least, you know, Julian Castro, Diaz-Balarte, they can do it because they're natively Spanish. They grew up in Spanish. But Beto's attempt to start off by doing Spanish led to the famous GIF now, the famous meme of him with Congressman Booker and Elizabeth Warren both sort of looking at him with strange eyes. You don't want to be the subject of a bad meme as your first debate. Beto has sort of burned up quickly, and part of it was that sort of fake Spanish routine. Same with Booker. Booker, that's just not a good Spanish. If you can't really speak the language, or you don't sound like you can speak the language, because 90% of the audience is not going to be speaking Spanish. They had Telemundo, so the Telemundo was already translating things, so there was no real, it didn't provide anything other than to say, look at me, I am FACO. And that's what happened. And so it probably helped to crash Beto. But you go into other forms of sort of subtle bigotry that the Democrats engage in. You had Congressman Swalwell actually basically compare all Hispanic citizens in the United States to illegal immigrants, presume that all of them are. You also had Elizabeth Warren do the same thing at the very beginning, and then something the media didn't follow up on. There's almost been no media commentary on, which is this statement by Senator Elizabeth Warren. She said the economy is doing great for people who want to invest in private prisons, just not for the African Americans and Latinos whose families are torn apart or whose lives are destroyed. Well, basically what she's saying is that when she says the word prison, and the first word image that comes to her are black people and brown people. That gives you a sense of the kind of bigotry and prejudice, that the soft prejudice that exists throughout the liberal community and particularly amongst Democratic candidates. For the first thing to do to talk about African Americans and Latinos is to reference them in regards to prison, gives you an idea for what is happening. In fact, the majority of prisoners are not African American or Latino. So it gives you an idea for where her mindset is and where the fact the media had no follow up on it whatsoever. Just like the quasi Spanish that was being listened to, where all kinds of people were commenting, and you know, it sounded like people who think of the Spanish accent and they take an English word and they say hello as their form of hello. So it was just FACO across the board. But it wasn't the only sort of miscues last night and misdeeds last night. There was a meltdown as the president mocked and satirized in multiple formats of both NBC, MSNBC, and Telemundo were co-hosting it. And they had multiple breakdowns on mic failures, multiple breakdowns on blackouts and visual failures. They had to go to multiple breaks. They actually lost debate time because of their failures to just do basic technical communication. And so let's go to a video on it, number 8. They had to go to commercial repeatedly after technical difficulties. This was the embarrassment of last night's Clown World first stage 1, round 1 debates.
To go with guns, and Senator Warren, I want to start with you. We are less than 50 miles from Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed in a school shooting last year, and where there has been significant activism on gun violence ever since. Many of you are calling for a restoration of an assault weapons ban, but even if implemented, there will still be hundreds of millions of guns in this country. Should there be a role for the federal government?
Your mics are on.
Everybody's mics are on. I think we have I heard that too. That's okay. I think we had a little mic issue in the back.
Control room, we've got contrary.
We have we have the audience audio. All right. So the question is simply this. I apologize, you guys didn't get to hear this, the first part of the question. Obviously, we're not far from Parkland, Florida. Gun activism has become a big part of high school life up there in Broward County. Many of you are calling for tighter gun restrictions. Some of you are calling for the restoration of the assault weapons ban. But even if it's put in place, there's still going to be perhaps hundreds of millions of guns still on the streets. Is there a role for the federal government in order to get these guns off the streets?
They're laughing at the technical thing.
We are hearing our colleagues' audio. If the control room could turn off the mics.
Y'all are trying to be the news.
Yeah, if the control room could turn off the mics of our previous moderators, we will.
I think it's the prior moderator.
You know, we prepared for everything.
Guess what, guys? We are going to take a quick break. We're going to get this technical situation fixed. We will be right back.
They didn't prepare for the only thing they were really supposed to prepare for. So, I mean, they didn't prepare to ask scandal questions about the various scandals and controversies involving any of these candidates. They didn't pose any meaningful policy-based questions that had any substantive detail beyond one or two. They accepted answers like, what is your biggest geopolitical risk to the United States? And they mentioned things that were not geopolitical risks, things that aren't actual countries. In other cases, they contradicted each other. They said China and climate change. Well, if they really did care about climate change, then China would be their main concern rather than the United States mining and manufacturing. So the only thing they had to do was to make sure the mics work, and they end up with the most memorable thing from a Democratic debate, aside from its failed ratings, aside from the surprise winner of President Trump and Tulsi Gabbard, the one candidate they didn't want to develop any momentum with, when the main other thing is the failure to actually have the mics work and the video and the cameras work, the only things you had to prepare for, it gives you a sense of how bad the media has got to in the Democratic debate process. But in addition to that, of course, the president himself had multiple comments on it, talked about how embarrassing and humiliating that was for a major media network to not get basic broadcasting simple correct. But the Carpe Diem, the famous meme maker, had a wonderful meme that the president himself retweeted that is also driving the press crazy today, that made clear here was the real reason for the technical defects and explains the technical defects well. So let's go to video number 5.
Senator Warren, I want to start with you. We are less than 50 miles from Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed in a school shooting.
Someone's got my binder.
What's
happening?
We are going to take a quick break. We're going to get this technical situation.
What's happening?
Situation fixed. We'll be right back.
So the great Carpe Diem, who was one who actually partially became famous by his winning an InfoWars meme making award, was right at it right away, and the president retweeted it again, and so the media sort of, and again, the real winner last night was the president of the United States. The real winner probably tonight will be President Trump as well. And the question is going to be, aside from all the other aspects of the Democratic debate last night, one of the key aspects is the questions that were not asked, the scandals that were not covered, the controversies that were not looked at, not even a simple basic question that could give rise to it. You had people like Senator Booker, and we'll get into some of the scandals that were covered up last night by the press in the Democratic debate. Senator Booker was asked questions about Wall Street and asked questions about Big Pharma. Well, what stands out about Senator Booker? He is the number one recipient of big drug company money of any senator in the United States Senate. He is one of the top recipients of Wall Street money of any senator in the United States Senate. They failed to ask that simple question. How was he? In fact, he was the lead opponent to blocking the president's ability to negotiate for lower drug prices. So while the press was covering that aspect up for him, the question is, they also didn't ask Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren, the simple question about how can she be president of the United States when she can't even get a DNA test right. So these aspects will be, but we'll get into not only the scandals that were covered up last night, but whether they'll ask about the scandals tonight. What about Joker Joe and creepy sleepy Uncle Joe Biden in his Me Too moment that's going to be tonight on the Democratic clown world stage? What about Biden's involvement in China and Ukraine, the millions of dollars, the billion-dollar contract, the government surveillance technology that was used and sold to China? We're going to get into all of it. So stay here with us on the Alex Jones Show. I'll be guest hosting. Come back as we get into the real scandals the media will try to cover up tonight.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Guest host, Robert Barnes. We're going to be talking more about the Democratic debate, the scandals that have been covered up to date, the scandals that they may not ask about tonight but should, the scandals that were covered up last night. But as part of that, let's discuss one of the other interpretations. Even the New York Times said the Democratic debate exposed how the Democratic Party has moved far to the left. The most conservatives really haven't budged that much in their political opinions over the past 20 to 30 years. They still oppose dumb wars. They still support meaningful borders. They still support protecting independent economic opportunity for the little person, the little guy in the everyday business in this country. But let's go to one of the more interesting statements tonight. We'll go to video number 10 last night. Was Julian Castro decided that he was not only pro-abortion for as many people as possible. He also was for abortion rights for people who cannot even get pregnant in the first place. Let's go to video excerpt number 10.
As for you, all of you on stage support a woman's right to an abortion. You all support some version of a government health care option. Would your plan cover abortion, Mr. Secretary?
Yes, it would. I don't believe only in reproductive freedom. I believe in reproductive justice. And, you know, what that means is that just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female, is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have exercise that right to choose. And so I absolutely would cover the right to have an abortion. More than that, everybody in this crowd and watching at home knows that in our country today, a person's right to choose is under assault. In places like Missouri, in Alabama, in Georgia, I would appoint judges to the federal bench that understand the precedent of Roe v. Wade and will respect it. And in addition to that, make sure that we fight hard as we transition our healthcare system to one where everybody can get and exercise that.
So there you have taxpayer-supported, taxpayer-subsidized, taxpayer-paid-for abortions, even for people who cannot biologically get pregnant. But that wasn't the only crazy statements made last night. You also had Senator Klobuchar from Minnesota, who mostly was nervous most of the evening with her big time on the big stage and not ready for it. Also talking about how when they take your gun away, that's really just a voluntary action. So let's go to video excerpt number 11.
Let me give 30 seconds, Senator Klobuchar, the Iron Range. I'm curious, gun confiscation, right? If the government is buying back, how do you not have that conversation?
Well, that's not confiscation. You would give them the offer to buy back their gun. But I'll say this. I look at these proposals and I say, does this hurt my Uncle Dick and his deer stand, coming from a proud hunting and fishing state? These proposals don't do that. When I was a prosecutor, I supported the assault weapon ban. When I was in the Senate, I saw those moms from Sandy Hook come and try to advocate for change, and we all failed. And then, now, these Parklandkins from Florida, they started literally a national shift. You know why? It's just like with gay marriage. When kids talk to their parents and their grandparents, they say, I don't understand why we can't put these sensible things in place, they listen. And if we get bested by a bunch of 17-year-olds, it's the best thing that ever happened.
So there you have her. In fact, what was amazing was all the Democratic candidates at different times were asked a very specific question. Would they take away gun rights of ordinary Americans? Would they change the meaning of the Second Amendment by trying to pack the court, as many of them have talked about? Would they try to get the Second Amendment reversed by Department of Justice policies and arguments? Would they respect the Second Amendment rights, and would they extend those to ordinary Americans? And they couldn't answer the question. And instead, they had tried to convince people that buybacks are really just voluntary ways in which to take away people's rights to bear arms. They didn't talk about the main mechanism that Israel and other countries have used to defend themselves, including defend schools against school shootings, which include the right of teachers to be able to arm and defend themselves. So you had the craziness that took place last night. You had the surprise winners last night. You had the not-so-surprising losers last night. Let's preview the Democratic debates coming up tonight. What scandals will be gone into? Will they talk about Joker Joe and his Me Too moment? Will they talk about the issues related to Ukraine and China? Will they talk about whether or not Joker Joe Biden was involved in selling military secrets to the Chinese, whether or not his son's connections raise questions of corruption.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Men, we are women, we are the humans, we are the planet, we are God's creation, we are the future, not you! Death! Death!
Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We don't fear death!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you got one!
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Death!
We can have fun, and we can joke, and we can laugh about Clown World and the ridiculous display of ineptitude and incompetency that took place last night and is obviously coming up tonight in round two of the low-energy screeching. But remember, these individuals have been able, working with the Chi-Coms and others, to take control of our nation. And they have a criminal will. So on the surface, we see the evident mental illness, the criminal grasping, and we see these kleptocrats as pathetic, because they are. But they're organized. And they mean business. And you saw the giant tech companies in the last few weeks hype and promote these debates as if it was the second coming of Christ, or the invention of the wheel, or the discovery of fire. And you saw how they concertedly, from Reddit to Google to Facebook, shut anyone down that made any negative comments. And yes, it blew up in their face, because the product sucks. You can't polish a turd. You can't put lipstick on a pig. But they still aren't aware of how they look, or how they come off, or what they're doing. They're still organized, they're still in power, and they're still moving forward against us. That's it. This is double-sided. They are falling apart. They're starting to become self-aware. The entire public worldwide is turning against globalism and leftist victimology. But that's the problem. Now that they're cornered rats and they've destroyed so many civilizations, they're going to try to accelerate Cloward and Piven and bring down the system, because that's their only shot, they believe, at maintaining control. So we are truly in a catch-22. But yes, the no energy, the no crowds, the technical difficulties, the low energy, despite the fact they look like they've been taking amphetamines, almost all of them. This is a great opportunity for everyone, but again, it's also a great danger. Because, as I've just said, they are dug in, and they are backed up by the globalists and by Silicon Valley, who is actively stealing the 2020 election and actively stole the House conservatively in the midterms last year. Well, you've seen them pull out the stops with the fake rape allegations. You've seen them pull out the stops with the Jesse Smollett hoaxes and the Covington kids. You've seen them pull out the stops with me and trying to set me up with child porn. You've seen all of it, and they're just getting started. This isn't a regular time. This is a major global political realignment against the technocracy. And if we don't take it as deadly serious, like cancer, they're going to win. We have all the opportunities on our hands to stop them, but we've got to do it. We need the listeners of this broadcast, who the globalists see as their number one enemy, because you are their enemy, the heart of the resistance worldwide, to understand how important you are, and to redouble your efforts, like modern Paul Revere's, to tell everyone about this broadcast and other broadcasts that tell the truth, and other websites that tell the truth, like DrudgeReport.com and Tucker Carlson and others. This is so critical. We're pro-human. We're anti-offensive war. We're pro-family. We're pro-self-defense. We are the classical liberals. They are the fascist left, and they must be defeated. But only you, aggressively telling the truth, will defeat them. That's why they've demonized me as a psychological inoculation, so people won't be at my side, so that we won't promote each other, so that we'll be ashamed of who we are instead of proud of who we are and how far we've come together. I'm proud of you. Damn proud of you. And I'm proud of the crew at InfoWars and what they put up with and what they go through. Without them, we wouldn't be here. So I salute every single one of you. Back to Robert Barnes and the live global transmission. Don't forget tonight, 7 o'clock Central, part two of the giant train wreck derailment that is so horrible and so boring, it's riveting. Back to Robert Barnes.
Glad to be guest hosting with on the Alex Jones Show. Here from Austin, Texas, reviewing the Clown World. Even Donald Trump Jr. was using the Clown World terminology last night. It was one of his most popular tweets about the Democratic debate. And when you get into what the Clown World means, you look into what it unveils. While they're jumping up and down and celebrating the death of the unborn, you basically see them going to such degree that they're going to protect the abortion rights of those who cannot even get pregnant in the first place. And it reminds you of how the left has created sort of a cultish culture culture around the sort of pagan god of abortion that is discriminatorily, disparately impacting African-American and Latino communities in the United States. So let's, if you look at that sort of broad scale and wholesale, it's happening repeatedly and routinely, and it poses an ongoing and present threat to the well-being of our civil society. And it's why what you do in supporting InfoWars is so critical and so key. You saw last night what happens when the mainstream media gets to control debates. You have conspiracy theorist Rachel Maddow, who promoted one of the most dangerous, one of the most riskiest, one of the most reckless conspiracy theories in American political and media history, and the Russiagate nonsense, get to be one of the questioners on the debate. You have Chuck Todd, whose ideological advocacy has masked any ability to be objective in the media process. You have Lester Holt, who's infamous for spreading fake news of a widespread and wide-scale kind. That's what happens when big corporations and Hollywood industry and cultural value, leftist cultural values, a form of fascism and statism of its own accord, dominate and control the public narrative. That is why what you do here for InfoWars, by supporting the InfoWars store, you are basically seizing the power from the big corporations, from the sort of liberal class elite, and you are giving that power to yourself. You are making sure that you get the news and views you want to have and the news and views you want to share. This is the American experiment applied to the independent free press to create that free press. Because InfoWars is beyond Alex Jones. InfoWars is you, the audience, the public, who make it happen, who make it real. By your independent coverage, you receive news and you make sure others receive news that otherwise wouldn't be told and wouldn't be spread. That's why InfoWars continues its 50% off Save InfoWars sale throughout the entire week for July 4th. By doing so, our American independence was predicated on the freedom of speech, the freedom of press, the freedom of thought, the freedom of an independent marketplace that supports the ordinary individual's rights. And that can only happen, that can only manifest itself, if by you taking the choice to seize control, give the power to yourself by supporting InfoWars, by basically purchasing things you're going to purchase anyway. I've been a subscriber for some time. The coffee is actually one of the best. I'm a coffee snob, and it's one of the best coffees in the world. But you choose which products you like, and you're choosing products that are highly rated, that have been tested, that people can look at and have almost universally enjoyed, and you decide whether you like it. But in doing so, you seize the power to control what press exists in the United States, what speech exists in the United States. And as we come back after the break, we'll discuss the attempts at big tech to control speech in the same way big media is trying to control narrative. Project Veritas has more whistleblower leaks, more whistleblower reports. What has that led to? More censorship and more suppression. YouTube continues to suppress Project Veritas's report. Google continues to suppress Project Veritas's report. Now you even have Vimeo and Pinterest suppressing various Project Veritas reports. You even have Reddit suppressing Project Veritas reports. So as we come back, we'll discuss the war on big tech, the Google exposed Project Veritas project that was discussed yesterday in Congress as Congressman Crenshaw and Senator Cruz exposed further Google employees attempting to commit more perjury or evade perjury for their big tech censorship. So come back after and join the show as we discuss in further how big tech is finally being exposed and we can restore American democracy once and for all with a real independent free press.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free health care, free college, free homes, free money forever! Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates! All-star, Beto O'Rourke. Oh my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing! Oh, Pocahontas! Joe Biden! Wallacewell says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show. Wednesday and Thursday night.
The greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only. 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show.
In the 40 years that I've been in American politics, I've never seen a situation with the mainstream media in which facts and truth and evidence no longer matters. The false claim that you purposely sent kiddie porn to the Sandy Hook plaintiffs is ludicrous as well as false. It's a smear. Somebody sends you something that's encrypted. You don't even open it. It ends up swept up in the discovery of 9 million documents, and then it's blamed on you. This is Kafka. This is bizarre. But the way the mainstream media rushes out to say Jones sent kiddie porn is really outrageous. I have a lot of respect for those media outlets and those commentators who retracted and corrected and clarified. But I wonder, where are the big boys? Where's the Wall Street Journal? Where's Associated Press? When are they going to report that they made a mistake and what they said about you was inaccurate? So we both need your help, and I urge folks to continue to support InfoWars with your dollars.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Back as a guest host, Robert Barnes, attorney Robert Barnes, on behalf of Alex Jones here on The Alex Jones Show from Austin, Texas, discussing the clown show that took place last night and the clown show that's up again tonight, part two, the sequel. We'll see if it's any better. What happened last night was also interesting in terms of InfoWars had people on the ground there. And typically in a Democratic debate, you're going to have each of the party, each of the candidates. Here you had 10 different candidates just for tonight, 10 more that are up on the stage last night. Usually they're going to have their supporters out and about to get people excited, to talk to local press, to talk to international press, to talk to the bevy of press that's there, to get out their message, to show enthusiasm for their campaign, to show enthusiasm for their candidate, to show enthusiasm for their party and their policies. Yet there was almost nobody there on behalf of any of the Democratic candidates, as they can't gin up any degree of enthusiasm. What they have is what's called in Washington an AstroTurf campaign, where they don't have real grassroots support. They have to lay it down in a fake way. And that's because the Democratic Party has sort of lost touch with a lot of ordinary voters and doesn't get the excitement and enthusiasm that President Trump did. Because that's who's had the biggest, as we said, the surprise winner last night was President Trump himself. Who had the biggest turnout last night for people outside? It was President Trump. He was the one who had the biggest rally of supporters outside the Democratic debates. So the not a surprise that that is the case, or that it went that way. And that's in part because the Democratic Party has lost touch with the mainstream of the ordinary American voter on issues like abortion. That's how you get Senator Booker trying to win the intersectional prize for the oppression Olympics by saying that not enough talk takes place for transgendered African Americans, who are a tiny, tiny, tiny percent of the entire American electorate. That's how you get people like Julian Castro saying that what we need out there is to have abortion rights for people who can't even get pregnant. Which takes us to the sort of the whole culture and the cult of abortion that is built up around the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party goes to lengths. Last night, Senator Warren refused to say that there was any abortion that she would not approve of, including whether an 8.5 month viable baby that's actually partially born. She wouldn't even say that that abortion should be outlawed. And that's the kind of culture and the cult of abortion that has come about in the Margaret Sanger leftist world of the modern day, that's against what a lot of Catholic Democrats believe, against what a lot of evangelical African-American Democrats believe. So let's look at a video that talks about how much the left has come to celebrate and create a cult around abortion. If we can go to video number 2 on the main list.
Our main story tonight concerns breast implants. Some are against them, others believe they're fine in rare cases, and many believe you should be able to get them whenever the fuck you want. Sorry, did I say breast implants? I meant abortions. Tonight's main topic concerns abortion.
So tonight, in honor of America, I'd like to do a salute to abortion in the Brits' 10th annual Salute to Abortion.
Get out of my behind! Get out of my vagina! Get out!
It's a woman's body and she should not be forced to carry anything inside of it. It wouldn't make her keep a tapeworm. That has a heartbeat.
So you're comparing a baby to a tapeworm?
A fetus is a parasite, sweetie.
That is not what a fetus looks like, okay? It's a clump of cells at 12 weeks.
You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right?
Because how many did you adopt?
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah. I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I'd never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ,
no,
sir.
No, I don't go to Christ.
Fertilized egg is a human being.
Yeah.
A fertilized egg is a human being.
You're a pain.
Because I don't want to kill babies.
Oh, you kill them. You let them live so they can starve to death.
Dead.
Why'd you spit at us?
I don't agree with you.
No uterus, no right to talk about it. Understand me, motherfucker?
In the 9th month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay, and Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases, and using that kind of scare rhetoric is just terribly unfortunate.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo lit up the One World Trade Center spire in pink to celebrate his radical expansion of abortion in New York. State lawmakers approved a law permitting abortion in the state for any reason until the 24th week of pregnancy, and then up until birth.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
There was a question over here.
Yes. Are you for third trimester abortions?
My answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes.
There's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. Is it okay to still have children?
How do you justify the decision to allow Planned Parenthood to rent in this city for free?
That's your time. Next speaker.
There's a new video out on Infowars.com of 2 partial birth abortion, 8.5 month old babies. And it makes you want to kill people. I'm going to just be honest with you right now. My guts, my spirit sees a baby who got killed and its brain sucked out by some asshole. And then they make a joke out of it. These are abortion doctors with third trimester babies that were about to be born, defiling them, making jokes about them, that they're having a fight.
They're playing with dead babies in a little medical pan. And it was pretty shocking, gruesome stuff to see, and just total lack of regard for humanity.
That's just absolutely amazing.
we're going to have Abby Johnson. I'm sorry.
God bless abortions and God bless America!
Don't knock it till you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you got to get that baby out of there.
It's a culture that just doesn't celebrate life, but it also is a culture that's hypocritical. So, for example, today, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is joined by a range of people questioning various aspects of vaccines, in particular asking questions about whether they're always necessary, whether they're always safe. And what's unique here is that the argument there is, why isn't it, if it's my kid, my child, why isn't it my body, my choice, my kid, my choice? Why does it suddenly become the government's choice? Why does it suddenly become the government can force an invasive aspect into your body, and yet you're supposed to be able to have the choice to remove a life from permanent existence? So there's the inconsistent hypocrisy between how vaccinations are treated in the press and in the public versus how abortions have been celebrated by large parts of the left. And that continues to happen across the Democratic spectrum in ways that actually is not connected to large numbers of Democratic voters. There are a large number. The far left does not dominate in the actual number of Democratic voters. Many African-American voters are culturally conservative and pro-life. Many Latino voters are culturally conservative and pro-life. Many working-class Democratic voters are culturally conservative and pro-life. And yet the abortion mantra has taken over the Democratic Party. So it's not the only thing that's crazy in clown world. There are other aspects of clown world, such as the corruption scandals that have been covered up by the mainstream press. Will they be discussed tonight? Will they be reviewed tonight? That's the question. We'll get into some of those scandals that the mainstream press does not want to talk about. We'll talk about Joker Joe. We'll talk about China, Ukraine. We'll talk about Kamala Harris and the Lennar Corporation and Nancy Pelosi. We'll talk about all the scandals right as we come back. So come join us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies, and the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change, and they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran America economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world. To make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months a year. We need it in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with government lies, and that just brings more people here. Joe, I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Robert Barnes, guest hosting for Alex Jones and the Alex Jones Show from Austin, Texas, covering the clown world that was the Democratic debate last night and that will continue again tonight. We'll also be looking at what happened outside the Democratic debate, including how the media covered it or chose to cover up certain aspects, including various scandals that they should be asking about tonight, but the question is whether they will be. But one of the other aspects that happened last night was that we had reporters on the ground interviewing all kinds of people, including the Lieutenant Governor of California, other political officials, and also other media personalities, including, infamously, the Young Turks. InfoWars and Alex Jones has had a history with the Young Turks. The Young Turks recently libeled Alex Jones with false accusations that will be the subject of a potential future lawsuit if they don't take corrective and retractive action. But in addition, the reporters on the ground also ran into the Young Turks. So let's go to that video. I think it's video number 2 on our new list. That goes into detail what happened when our InfoWars reporters met up with Cenk Uygur and the Young Turks at the Democratic debate last night.
We're doing a show, so I'm tired of disrupting every show we do.
Viewer discretion is advised.
T-Y-T!
By Bernie Sanders. Woo! That's why you can't miss any of these rallies. You never know who's gonna come by. You never know who's gonna come by. Live here, we've got myself, Anna Kasparian.
Woo! We love her.
Chuck!
Already early
Chuck!
Today.
Chuck!
Eric Bowling came by.
Chuck!
Anna
Chase.
Chuck! Off. Yeah.
Chuck! Chuck! Why don't you run for president, Chuck?
So first, yeah. Anna Kasparian, everybody!
Why don't you run for president, Chuck? Yeah. Chuck, why don't you run for president?
Yes, Queen!
Why don't you run for president?
Yeah.
Chuck, why don't you run for president?
No, no,
right now.
Come on, we need you to run! Oh. Run, Chuck!
So this is what democracy looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interest in censoring anyone, right?
Nobody.
As long as there's an interest in having an honest debate.
Except for InfoWars.
Right.
Except for InfoWars.
Right.
We want censorship! Yay! Censorship!
Children?
Yes!
And we can then maybe become the great country that
ban hate speech
pretends to be.
Ban hate speech. Ban hate speech. Ban hate speech.
China! Progressive Change Campaign Committee has been fighting the good fight for a long, long time, for as long as I can remember. What I love, and you all know from the Young Turks, is bold progressives.
Why did you want to have InfoWars and Alex Jones banned? Why should we ban Alex Jones? Why should we ban him? Are you supporting hate speech?
Get away from me.
Are you supporting hate speech, Jake?
On YouTube.
We're doing a show, so I'm tired.
Are you supporting fake news?
Disrupting every show we do. So if you don't mind, please leave.
So I have this one.
Why are you getting in front of me, ma'am? Like, what's
because
wrong?
Because I'm part of this and you're not.
You can move that way. I got you.
Why did you lie about Alex Jones, Jake? Why'd you lie about Alex Jones?
We don't want to be with
you. Who here is genuinely inspired?
Why'd you try to act like Alex Jones was sending child porn to Zanny's family?
You're in my ear.
Jake, why is it okay to spread hoaxes saying that Alex Jones was sending child porn to the Sandy Hook parents? Was absolutely not true. Anyone who did their due diligence could have known that, Jake. You call for Alex to be banned, but you spread hoaxes. It's not good for people on the left to be doing fake news, Cenk. He calls for Alex Jones to be banned because he claims Alex spreads hoaxes and fake news, but he spreads hoaxes and fake news. Orange man, bad! Orange man, bad! Orange man, bad! Orange man, bad!
Orange man, bad!
When John Hickenlooper says that Medicare for All is bringing Joseph Stalin back, you are not a progressive.
Nope.
So, the jury's come in on a number of people who also...
Neither are the Young Turks!
Amy Klobuchar!
The Young Turks are not progressive!
Hickenlooper, not good.
They're not!
Joe Biden, not gonna do it!
What do you think about all this?
I think it's crazy. I think it's like there's like some Trump people over there, and these people are like crazy too. It's like everyone's crazy.
Wait,
and they're like in a couple
you?
Seconds going to be like mad
are
mad.
Are you a CYT? What are you?
No, I am a progressive, and the Young Turks are not progressive.
See what her
they're not.
They're not liberal enough.
Look at the they're not. Do you know what the Young Turks, stand for? Armenian genocide. The Young Turks,
damn right.
They name themselves after the Turks who committed Armenian genocide. It's true, look it up. Chunk is bad! Chunk is bad! Chunk is bad! Chunk is bad! Chunk wants censorship! Chunk wants censorship! Chunk wants censorship! Chunk wants censorship! Chunk supports censorship! Chunk supports censorship! He's calling for censorship on the internet.
I'm okay with that.
You okay with censorship?
Yeah.
Why?
I think we should all be censored.
What are you doing here, you bigot?
Just being a bigot, I guess.
I can't believe you're here, you bigot. This guy wants free speech. He's a bigot. Chunk spreads hoaxes. Oh, it's super funny, huh? It's super embarrassing to spread hoaxes claiming Alex Jones was sending child porn to the Sandy Hook lawyers. Any journalist could have done easy research and known that was not true, Anna.
I thought that was true.
You spread hoaxes and you can't handle being called out for it. Get your sign out of my face. Do all liberals have to have the same opinion, sir?
Does the right to freedom of speech include the right to yell in people's ears?
It does.
Okay.
Do all liberals have to support the Young Turks?
Obviously not. You can watch whoever you want to watch.
Exactly. So I can watch who I want to watch and I can criticize who I want to watch, can I? Will you acknowledge the Armenian genocide?
I'm not going to talk to you guys. I've acknowledged it on air 1,000 times, so you guys are full of shit. As always.
So then why'd you name your company the Young Turks?
I'm not talking to you guys.
You know what they engaged in.
Full of shit, okay? You guys are all...
Why do you call for us to be censored?
I'm not calling
for
anything.
Can you say free Alex Jones then?
Off.
Okay, so there you are. The truth comes out. The truth comes out. Will you denounce censorship? Will you denounce the censorship of InfoWars?
T-Y-T! 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 T-Y-T!
T-Y-T! T-Y-T!
He doesn't denounce censorship.
T-Y-T!
He won't say free Alex Jones.
T-Y-T!
Why won't you denounce censorship?
T-Y-T! T-Y-T!
And they're protecting him like a bunch of cult members. They're protecting him like a bunch of cult members. Will you denounce censorship, Cenk?
Careful about the road, guys.
Will you denounce censorship?
I'm just looking out for you. I'm trying to keep everybody out.
Prove it! Prove we're not telling the truth, Cenk. Denounce censorship. Denounce the censorship of InfoWars. Prove it.
Yelling in my ear, please.
You can move. Denounce it, Cenk. Denounce the censorship of InfoWars and Alex Jones off social media. Prove us wrong. He won't do it. I already asked him to say free Alex Jones and he told me to F off. Prove we're wrong and denounce it, Cenk. He won't denounce it. He supports censorship, apparently. I gave him opportunity to say free Alex Jones and he wouldn't say it.
Flawless victory. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d-democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Guest host, attorney Robert Barnes here for Alex Jones on The Alex Jones Show, discussing the clown world debate. And there you had the value of on-the-ground reporters, on-the-ground investigators, on-the-ground journalists, challenging and confronting and contesting the misuse and abuse of power by media members like the Young Turks, by the exposing the fact that there were no real Democratic rallies. Even the Young Turks, who were trying to do a special rally for their so-called progressive media network, failed to get many people there present. So about 15, 20 people maybe it appeared from that rally. The same thing in terms of media suppression of what happened. If you'll notice, you saw no coverage of what was happening outside the debate halls by the mainstream press. Why was that? Because the Democratic candidates couldn't even, you know, conjure up five or six or seven supporters so that they could even at least create the fiction or the image or the impression of a major rally in support of Democratic candidates. The only people significantly there were Trump supporters, even though this was a Democratic Party debate. That was one of the utilities to having on-the-ground reporting that exposes the truth and advances it directly and honestly. That's only possible because you, the audience, support InfoWars. You are what creates the InfoWars network. You are the one that allows these news and views to be shared to you, but not only you, but to your friends, your family, and to others. You do that by supporting the InfoWars store. That is why Alex has extended throughout the July 4th break the 50% off sale that continues at the InfoWars store, where you can buy products that you like, whatever that is, whether that's coffee, whether that's supplements, whether that's t-shirts, whether that's books, whatever you want. But by doing so, you help support and make real the independent free press, the independent free thought, the independent free speech that the entire American democratic experiment is entirely predicated and premised upon. And that is precisely what the big media and the big tech are trying to collude to stop. So, for example, recently there has been a onslaught by big tech and big media together conspiring between Media Matters and YouTube to suppress the very independent voices you just heard challenging the Young Turks, exposing Democratic flaws in the Democratic debates, exposing the lack of attendance of the Democrats outside to rally in support of their own candidates. And for that, we even have a video that goes into great detail on it, where the Media Matters and others are trying to target, to blacklist, defame, censor, shame, limit, restrict the content of news and views that the public can hear and see and witness by trying to get YouTube to remove the channels that simply spread or support or say something positive in any way, shape, or form about the network that you make happen based on your support of InfoWars. So let's go to video excerpt number 4.
I just want to state this again because I don't like talking about myself every day on the show and what's happening, but we're forced to because, as you've seen, we're national news, international news. If they can take us down, they set the precedent to take everyone else down. Media Matters, run by George Soros, the admitted Nazi collaborator. He said that on 60 Minutes. The news says that's a conspiracy theory.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
George Soros' Media Matters, they created a list of sites that post some of my content on YouTube. And here it is. And most of these I've never even heard of. InfoWars Fans, Grand, Tyranny Crusher, heard of that one. General Shepard, Eric Miller, Max. I mean, I've hardly heard of any of these. Baked Blunts. And they said, oh, look, they're posting his content. Take them down. And YouTube did. I mean, when Media Matters snaps its fingers and says, jump, Google, a $1 trillion company, ask how high. Well, they were a $1 trillion company. They've lost 130-something billion since it was announced they're going to be breaking up.
We saw Alphabet stock hit an all-time high
ahead of its earnings, and now it's dropped about 7% extended hours. For reference, it's wiped about $80 billion off its market value.
If I libel somebody, I can be sued. Fox News can be sued. You're a senator-elect. If you libel someone on the show, you can be sued. But Apple cannot be sued. Facebook, Google, the rest. Why should the U.S. government favor those companies in a way that they don't favor my company, for example?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. And look, I mean, let's be honest. These tech companies, Facebook, Google, Twitter, they have gotten huge. They have gotten powerful. They have gotten rich on the backs of this special immunity that they get from the federal government on the back of what's called Section 230. And I think it's time we ask some hard questions. Yes. They're monopolies now. They're very powerful. They appear to be using their power to try and shut down political viewpoints that they don't agree with, usually conservative.
And it says every copycat channel listed has been uploaded. InfoWars content has been removed. And most now showing a message saying they were terminated for a violation of YouTube's terms of service. The channels for InfoWars personalities remain up. So, other people that we sponsor, that are contractors, who already had their own channels, who wanted to do work with us, who go out and do man on the street, great work, never violate YouTube's strict rules.
How many amendments are in the Bill of Rights?
Oh, how many? 15.
Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett, they are now targeted for deletion, and the bosses of Google over at Media Matters in D.C. are very upset. Liberty Hangout seems to mainly post content from InfoWars personality Caitlin Bennett. No, it's Caitlin Bennett, a journalism graduate's site. A nice young lady. And you don't like her having speech, you want to get rid of her. Millennial Millie. Millie Weaver, known her 8 years. She's been reporting for us off and on as a contractor for 8 years. Never gotten in trouble. They want her banned. Harrison Smith does his own reports for InfoWars. Was up there pre-ban. And, of course, Paul Joseph Watson, he's had that YouTube channel 8 years. 8 years. Never violates all their rules, any of it. They want him gone because they're copycats of me. Now it's not just ban Alex Jones. It's ban anyone that sounds like him. Anybody that doesn't want all the state championships for track to be won by men running against women. Anybody that doesn't want war with Iran. Anybody that's worried about 5G or glyphosate or GMOs or vaccine dangers and liability protection or secret government experimentation or anybody that's worried about collapsing borders or anybody worried about not having jobs and the Rust Belt. You know, all the really evil stuff I talk about. What a comedy of errors.
That's precisely what everyone is now facing, that is part of the independent free press, free speech, free America, free thought experiment that has been going on for 200 years now, that big tech is taking collusive control with big media to go after people. That was part of what congressional hearings were subject to yesterday. Congressman Dan Crenshaw, sort of made famous because he has the patch over his eye, a veteran of our wars, contested Derek Slater, the Google Global Director of Information Policy. It even sounds like an Orwellian name or something right out of 1984 or The Road to Wigan Pier or any of the great books or texts by Orwell, who probably couldn't have even forecast how crazy the modern world would get. Well, what Congressman Crenshaw documented and asked simple basic questions was how could Google name as Nazis people that are actually Jewish, religiously Jewish, and not only that, they have had victims of the Holocaust. People like Ben Shapiro, people like Dave Rubin, people like Jordan Peterson. He goes, and as he put it, two of these people are Jewish, very religious Jews, and you think they're Nazis. It begs the question, what kind of education do people at Google have that they think religious Jews are Nazis? Many of them, as he noted, had family members killed in the Holocaust. Many of them have been targeted by anti-Semitic elements within the political spectrum. Because isn't it the case, as Congressman Crenshaw went on, that simply conservatives are being identified as Nazis for the purposes of censorship, for the purposes of shaming, and further for the purposes of promoting illicit violence? As is noted on here, there's a punch of Nazi theme out there. So by identifying someone or calling someone a Nazi, you can effectively encourage and elicit physical violence against them, as has occurred routinely and repeatedly by members of Antifa. So this is what's happening in big tech. But it goes further. Big tech's, Google was exposed by Project Veritas. So how has big tech responded? They've colluded. Vimeo has now banned Project Veritas from their site. The Canada is now teaming up with Czech with tech, and that's the Canadian government. You know, notice how this headline is written by Reuters. It just says Canada, as if like the whole country is getting together. It says Canada teams up with tech giants to counter extremist content online. Well, how do you define extremist? To give you an example of how vague and obscure that is, and that was one of the main points Congressman Crenshaw made to the Google executives and Google employees yesterday in front of the committee hearing, was these vague terms invite discriminatory application. In the law, we call it void for vagueness doctrine, that when a law is so vague, it allows for disparate and discriminatory inferences and impact by politicians and political officials and executive officials who don't have any meaningful guidelines to go by. What you get is these sort of broad-scale, wide-scale, broad-brush censorship that takes place just by labeling something that sounds scary, sounds dangerous, sounds extremist. That's what big tech is doing, and that's why the White House is holding a social media summit next week and the week after. When we get back, we'll discuss big tech's continuous censorship campaigns against independent press and independent speech, and we'll discuss the scandals the Democrats want to cover up at tonight's scandal, at tonight's debate, and what those scandals are and how those scandals can be detailed, and we'll go into some of that detail when you come back on the Alex Jones Show. Guest host Robert Barnes.
InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, "Hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled." And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war, and even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Robert Barnes here, guest hosting the Alex Jones Show, discussing the big tech censorship issues, discussing the Democratic debate, discussing the clown show that you can watch again tonight, episode 2, season 2, series 2, the sequel. When the big Democratic candidates get up on the debate stage, you can watch that at clownworld.us, which will be on tonight. Broadcast again, that you can review and see the unique clown show that is this particular Democratic nomination process. What big tech and big media don't want you to see is the independent press, the independent stories that come from here. And to give you an example, was recently commented on by one of the members of the media. It isn't just the social media companies. It's knitting companies. It's payment processing services. What we're seeing in real time is the ideological segregation of civil society in a bid to kick non-quote-unquote progressives out of the public square. The consequences are monumental, And what are they talking about? They're talking about Project Veritas, YouTube banning the Pinterest investigation, Twitter suspending Veritas for its Pinterest story, Reddit banning Project Veritas. Yesterday, Reddit removed the Donald from being able to even comment on the Democratic debates. What did they use? The bogus allegation of threats that didn't really exist. The threats they were talking about had all been removed. There had been no violation of any policy by the Donald. And yet the Donald, one of the most popular meme makers on the entire internet, one of the most popular commentators of viral insights on the internet in terms of politics from the political right and the Trump supporting world, was removed entirely from the very first Democratic debate. YouTube banning the Google investigation. Vimeo banning the Google investigation. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC refusing to even comment or discuss the Project Veritas expose that exposed Google and their corruption and their fraud that led to congressional hearings yesterday discussing it. That is what's taking place, and it's not the limit of it. As The Intercept, a publication that comes from the left by Glenn Greenwald and others, reported, a new site exposes how Apple censors apps in China. The new site is called AppleCensorship.com. And it details how Apple is being integral in incorporating its tools and technology and its dominance over the application marketplace, where, you know, that's where the InfoWars app was in various ways. They tried to remove it, tried to delist it, tried to blacklist it. They're trying to do the same thing using the Chinese social credit and surveillance model system that they want to impose here in the United States. But that's not the limit of it. As one article discusses in Wired, which is again a liberal publication, technology publication, Facebook's Libra cryptocurrency betrays the company's true ambitions. And what are they talking about? What they're talking about is whether Facebook is no longer a company, but is more like a country. In fact, that they're describing it as creating an immersive ecosystem. So maybe it's time to start asking, what is the functional difference between a company and a country? And they talk about how much power they have over the global economy, how their ambition is to, quote, own all your interactions, not just your driving, not just your eating, not just your typing, but all your thoughts, all your ideas, all your mentality, all your personality. They would prefer that you forget they exist while they're watching everything you do. This is the big tech model that's meant ultimately to control thought and to suppress thought and to create a sort of mind conformity approach of the kind that gets the Young Turks up and cheering at outside the Democratic debate. And what is it all leading up to? It's leading up to things like this. Twitter to censor Trump tweets ahead of the 2020 election. So after Project Veritas exposes this, today Twitter announced policies that they admitted would lead to downranking President Trump's tweets. And the main forum, the main social media mechanism that the president has to reach out to ordinary everyday people to circumvent the mainstream media's gatekeeping collusive role with big tech to suppress independent news, independent views, and independent press, they're going to try to achieve before the 2020 election. When we get back, we'll discuss the scandals that the Democratic candidates are trying to hide, that big media is trying to suppress, that big tech is trying to censor, and we'll discuss those in detail and whether they'll be asked about that tonight's debate or whether or not they will be hidden and suppressed like the ones last night were. So come back to the Alex Jones Show.
In the 40 years that I've been in American politics, I've never seen a situation with the mainstream media in which facts and truth and evidence no longer matters. The false claim that you purposely sent kiddie porn to the Sandy Hook plaintiffs is ludicrous as well as false. It's a smear. Somebody sends you something that's encrypted. You don't even open it. It ends up swept up in the discovery of 9 million documents, and then it's blamed on you. This is Kafka. This is bizarre, but the way the mainstream media rushes out to say Jones sent kiddie porn is really outrageous. I have a lot of respect for those media outlets and those commentators who retracted and corrected and clarified, but I wonder where are the big boys? Where's the Wall Street Journal? Where's Associated Press? When are they going to report that they made a mistake and what they said about you was inaccurate? So we both need your help, and I urge folks to continue to support InfoWars with your dollars.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, being guest hosted today by attorney Robert Barnes. Stay with us as we discuss some of the Democratic scandals that were covered up last night and some of the Democratic scandals that they should be discussing tonight. So, for example, you saw both Cory Booker and others discuss trying to break up Wall Street companies, trying to do something about big drug company prices and Big Pharma, though notably many of them did not discuss Big Pharma's role involved in school shootings and whether or not drug companies' use of SSRI drugs, special selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the effect they have on young minds that have been sufficiently untested and lead people to commit violent acts. That was not discussed at all at the Democratic debate. Instead, it was blame the gun. Whatever you do, blame the gun, blame the tool, blame the mechanism, blame the means. Don't blame the motive, don't blame the method, don't blame other means of defense. Only blame the gun. And in that context, we have Senator Klobuchar from Minnesota, who was mostly a nervous Nelly all night, nervous in the way in which she discussed things. She was half shaking up there. How is that going to be someone that's going to be elected president? I mean, I'm sure if President Trump was watching that, he gained confidence from watching the weakness of the Democratic candidates last night, not only in substantive content, but in stylistic approach and their lack of persuasive quality and their lack of strong backbone character. Everyone except Tulsi Gabbard demonstrated that in spades. But let's go to video 11, which has Senator Klobuchar, while mostly trying to dodge the question and mislead, try to give people the impression that taking away your guns is really taking away your Second Amendment rights, the rights that secure every other right in the Constitution, that somehow that's really not taking away your guns and is really a voluntary act. So if we can show video number 11.
Give 30 seconds, Senator Klobuchar, the iron range. I'm curious. Gun confiscation, right? If the government is buying back, how do you not have that conversation?
Well, that's not confiscation. You would give them the offer to buy back their gun. But I'll say this. I look at these proposals and I say, does this hurt my Uncle Dick and his deer stand, coming from a proud hunting and fishing state? These proposals don't do that. When I was a prosecutor, I supported the assault weapon ban. When I was in the Senate, I saw those moms from Sandy Hook come and try to advocate for change, and we all failed. And then now these Parklandkins from Florida, they started literally a national shift. You know why? It's just like with gay marriage. When kids talk to their parents and their grandparents, they say, I don't understand why we can't put these sensible things in place, they listen. And if we get bested by a bunch of 17-year-olds, it's the best thing that ever happened.
You know, the reason why people don't like lawyers, they use language that isn't real, that isn't true, that isn't honest too frequently. And there you had Senator Klobuchar saying that taking away your gun isn't confiscation. That taking away your gun is taking away your means of self-defense, taking away your means of enjoyment, is not somehow a bad thing. It's not confiscatory. It's not taking anything. It's simply a voluntary act. And it's that same mindset and mentality. And what's interesting is there she brought up various school shootings that occurred. Well, what she did not discuss in terms of Sandy Hook was mechanisms and methods that could have been used to secure those schools. That was part of what the press covered up. While the press was busy blaming the gun, they weren't talking about Big Pharma. While the press was busy blaming the gun, they weren't talking about mental health facilities in the United States and their failure to serve underserved communities and constituencies, including the young. While they were talking solely and wholly about the gun, they were trying to suppress, through Freedom of Information Act request, information about what the politicians had been up to in the local community, including failing to use elementary and elemental mechanisms and methods to secure the school, simply providing the means by which people could lock, the teachers could lock the inside of their doors in order to protect themselves against this particular incident, something that has been custom in practice since the horrific shootings at Columbine. We won't know whether people could have been alive that are now passed away and now died after that horrific incident. What we do know is that the politicians got away with it because they were not exposed at the time. And had they been exposed at the time, you would have probably had every school in the country at least employ the basic safety technique, the basic safety tactic of allowing teachers to at least be able to lock the inside of their classroom doors to protect young children when there's a shooter on the loose. Now, of course, Israel and other countries have used the mechanism of being able to at least voluntarily, truly voluntarily, arm their teachers or have more armed guards present. You don't see these kind of mass shootings take place in places where you see armed security. You disproportionately see these mass shootings take place in places where gun ownership is often not allowed in that particular area or vicinity. And in fact, there is an inadequate security mechanism put in place. And that's what needs to be talked about and discussed, but unfortunately was not last night. But it's part of a broader pattern of what was not discussed last night, and that included the many Democratic scandals that have not been discussed or reviewed. So, for example, you had Senator Booker last night, and you're going to have Senator Harris and Senator Gillibrand tonight, likely talking about how they want to break up Wall Street. They want to do something about the Wall Street dominance. In these Times reports, the 2020 candidates are the darlings of Wall Street, and the numbers are the proof. And it goes through how Senator Booker, by far the candidate most favored by the big Wall Street firms, is Cory Booker. He's known for his Wall Street-friendly reputation. And yet, what was he doing last night? He was talking about how he's going to take on Wall Street, about as credible as Barack Obama, who was single-handedly was the biggest recipient of Wall Street funds in American political history. In fact, the private equity world was more generous to Senator Booker than anyone else. They've shown a, quote, particular affinity for Senator Booker. But that's not all. You also are going to have tonight Senator Kamala Harris from the state of California. We'll have up later an interview that was done at the scene by InfoWars reporters of the lieutenant governor from California, who discussed for about 7 or 8 minutes how she would like the Democratic Party and the White House to be converted into a macro version of what California is at a micro version. So you can look forward to Skid Row's coming to your cities and streets soon, if that vision becomes reality. But the other thing that Senator Booker was known for, along with Senator Harris in California, is that Senator Harris receives more funding from Wells Fargo than any senator or any presidential candidate in the country. And that shouldn't come as any surprise, even though Wells Fargo has been demonstrated repeatedly in various court cases and court filings as one of the most rogue banks that took a lot of money that did not belong to them over the many years and participated and facilitated the 2008 crash. But that wasn't the only aspects of the issues that linger, the conspiracy, the scandals that the press and has used to so far to suppress. Let's take one of the Democratic favorites, one of President Obama's favorites, the mayor from South Bend, who will be on the stage tonight, Pete Buttigieg. There's actually over-under odds on whether or not you can pronunciate his name correctly. I'll confess I'll probably get it wrong at some point. But one of the things that's been covered up so far is about his role in racist firings of an African-American police chief, his attempts to fire that police chief while he was under FBI, while there was an FBI investigation of the local police department, while there was a prosecutorial investigation of the local police department. Apparently, these secret tapes document conversations and communications that reveal various forms of racial prejudice by people politically connected to the mayor of South Bend, Mr. Buttigieg. There's been a history of police misconduct issues and allegations. Those same allegations haunt Senator Harris, who was involved with the crime lab and when she was San Francisco district attorney, that covered aspects up of misconduct and malfeasance and misdeeds. She covered up police misconduct, prosecutorial misconduct, government agent misconduct, repeatedly put people in prison who did not belong there. So are they going to ask these questions of Mr. Buttigieg tonight? Are they going to ask these questions of Senator Harris tonight? So the particularly someone who's holding himself out as the winner of the oppression Olympics. The additional discussion will be whether or not they discuss Senator Harris and her involvement with Senator Feinstein, her involvement with Speaker Nancy Pelosi in the Lennar tainted scandal involving the Hunter Point shipyard. This involves that there's sealed indictments involving the case and the matter. It's a Superfund site at the Hunter's Point shipyard. And it involves cover-up of radium commodities underneath public housing. It involves many contaminated families because of what was taking place. And shock, shock, it turns out Senator Feinstein's husband, Richard Blum, was a primary contact to build condos at Treasure Island. Speaker Pelosi's nephew is an executive at Lennar that's involved in the construction project. And there's been, quote, continued silence by Senator Harris on, quote, the massive U.S. fraud that has occurred, according to members of the press. Will the press discuss this tonight with Senator Harris? Her role in corruption in the state of California. Her role in covering up police misconduct. Pete Buttigieg's role in cover-upping misconduct and malfeasance in the police and the prosecution units in South Bend. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is Providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Clown World, Infowars.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's already being printed. Your new ultra limited edition Clown World t-shirt will be shipped out to you. And on the back, like a concert t-shirt, Clown World 2020, Cory Booker and all the rest of the usual suspects. We're going to have live coverage, and there's only 5,000 of these being printed. And that's it, and it funds the operation. It's a clown world, and we're just living in it. Celebrate the circus that is Democratic base for this exclusive limited time Clown World shirt. $19.95. Really soft, nice, high quality fabric. Whole nine yards for everybody. No reviews yet. And yes, we're running store wide. Free shipping. 50% off of the supplements and double Patriot points. And that's how we fund this operation. Thanks to you, the amazing audience, and this amazing crew, and everybody else. We will prevail. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please support us today. These sales are big.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, guest hosted by myself, Robert Barnes, today on behalf of Alex. Be on tonight for the clownworld.us, clownworld.us, to cover the sequel, the second in the series of Clown World debates tonight for the Democratic candidates. And the big question is whether or not any of the media will be willing to ask a single question about the scandals and controversies that haunt these candidates. Last night, the Californication of the Democratic Party in the United States that they would like to seek was exposed and discussed by InfoWars reporters who were there on the ground. And let's go to that video where there's an extended interview with how she wants to Californify and Californicate the United States permanently by getting a Democratic candidate like Kamala Harris elected to the White House.
I'm with Action 7 News. It's a local station out of Austin, Texas. I'm just here today to ask people how the debates went, if anyone stood out for them.
Sure. Well, full disclosure, I'm the Lieutenant Governor of California, so I was really looking for Democratic California values up on the stage tonight. And I think tomorrow night when we have Senator Harris up there, we're going to hear a little bit more about how we're doing things in California. But by and large, my feeling was we've got a lot of really great qualified Democrats, any one of which would do a better job than the current occupant of the White House. And there was a lot of agreement between them about some of the big issues like immigration and health care and gun control, and then some differences between them. But all in all, it made me really proud to be Democrat.
And what issues do you think are going to be at the forefront of the debate tomorrow?
Well, I think they're going to be the same issues. But again, I think you're going to hear a little bit different approach, certainly from our California senator. But I think these are really the issues that, by and large, people are hearing about on the campaign trail and that voters want to hear the various candidates address.
So you said that you wanted to bring the Democratic values of California to the rest of America. What are some of those values?
Well, first of all, and we heard this a little bit tonight, but the reality is that Californians are 27% foreign-born. We are truly a state of immigrants, and we are the fifth largest economy in the world. And there is a connection between immigration, opportunity, public higher education, and a strong economy. So I think we're going to hear about that. I also think that you're going to hear a little bit from our senator about some of the issues related to gun control that we're taking in California. They asked, how do you take whatever the number was, hundreds of millions of weapons off the street? In California, we're doing background checks on ammunition. So we've got some creative solutions, and I think that those will hopefully take center stage tomorrow with Senator Harris.
As Lieutenant Governor of California, is there anyone that you have endorsed yet officially?
Yes, of course. I've endorsed my senator, but I will also say that I'm very much a believer that as Democrats across the country really start to peel back the layers and examine their choices, that we need to stay positive, that we need to decide who we're for, and help our candidates deliver their message and help the voters decide.
Is there anyone you think that has a chance to defeat Trump in 2020?
Anyone who is the Democratic nominee is going to have the full force of the Democratic Party and people who believe in American democracy behind that. I strongly believe that, and I am really very confident that our party is going to come together behind our nominee.
What do you think about the crisis right now in California? We have homeless people, we've got typhus outbreaks. What's going on with that?
Look, California, like any state, has our challenges. We are a state of 40 million people. We have a homeless crisis, an affordability crisis that sadly, has come along with our economic growth. But we also have people in Sacramento in our legislature, our new governor, lieutenant governor, who work together collaboratively, lots of different opinions. But at the same time, you don't have the kind of winner-take-all politics that you see in Washington. So I'm very optimistic about our state addressing some of the challenges.
What do you have to say to some people that criticize the Democratic Party, saying that a lot of blue cities have homeless problems?
So homelessness is a problem in California. Homelessness is a problem across the country. A lot of that has to do with mental health issues. And we are finding new ways to try to address the problem. And one of the biggest in California is we just have the
build more housing. So that is very much at the forefront of our policy agenda right now.
Open borders and illegal immigration are again at the forefront of the agenda. What do you think Molinari is going to do for the U.S.? What do you think that she'll bring to the table that, I guess, President Trump is bringing right now to resolve this problem?
Well, first of all, what she's going to bring to the table is compassion, the fact that we have to deal with this challenging humanitarian crisis, but we cannot forget that America is a nation of immigrants. That is who we are. And starting from a place of compassion and not a place of anger and vindictiveness that has driven him and his White House to pursue policies that really are inhumane, tearing children apart and away from their families is just absolutely unacceptable. At the same time, what we're really grappling with here is now decades of inaction when it comes down to this really basic immigration reform that is absolutely necessary in order to be able to adequately address the problem.
Do you think that open borders are the solution to this problem?
The United States has never had open borders, and I didn't hear anyone up on the stage tonight advocating for open borders. That's a false framing of this issue that frankly Fox News has put out saying, Donald Trump is for building a wall and Democrats are for open borders. That's just not true. What Democrats have been for a very long time is comprehensive immigration reform, and it's complex, it's difficult, and it requires a bipartisan approach. The Republicans have not been willing to come to the table because they find this issue gets under the skin of their people so much they don't want to solve it.
So William Destro and Elizabeth Warren want to appeal Section 1325, which is basically to criminalize organized crime across the country. What do you think about those comments?
Well, so that's a nuance within what is necessary in comprehensive immigration reform and a question of whether or not it should be a criminal offense to cross the border or a civil offense to cross the border. That is one small piece of a much larger conversation that needs to be had in a bipartisan way, and the Republicans have got to stop turning this into a weapon to divide our people and come together around comprehensive immigration reform. We have many immigrants who come into this country legally every year, and that is the vast majority of them, and it is a point of pride of our nation and should not be used as a weapon to turn us against each other.
What do you think about the photos of children and students that have circulated on
Well, again, to the degree that these kinds of policies that the Trump administration has pursued, the kinds of images that we've seen of children picking up floors, taken away from their parents, put into cages, what upsets me so much about it is that they are not trying to pursue a rational conversation. They are trying to drive people into one corner or another, and it is not serving our country well. All right.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the interview. Sure. Have a good night, folks.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. all InfoWars best-selling live products. All of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Show many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down. I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have through their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing, and that we were right about this.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free healthcare, free college, free homes, free money forever! Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates! All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh my gosh, Cory Booker, the amazing! Oh, Pocahontas! Joe Biden! Swallowswell says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show Wednesday and Thursday night.
The greatest comedy show on earth. Two nights only. 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Robert Barnes back, guest hosting the Alex Jones Show. Glad you can be here with us, and I hope you stick with us as we go through and discuss some of the scandals that the media is trying to cover up of the Democratic candidate's past and history, as well as the big tech censorship that takes place. We're also going to get to the questions that should be asked of Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller has agreed now to appear before the Democratic Congress, even though he said he wasn't going to be appearing, wasn't going to be discussing, wasn't going to be talking, wasn't going to be saying anything outside of the original report that he produced, a report that was riddled with legally dubious conclusions, but did have one correct conclusion: no conspiracy, no collusion, no crime by President Trump. The questions that should be asked of Robert Mueller we'll get into later on in the show in the next segment. And we'll discuss the questions that need to be asked so that Robert Mueller is no longer inspired to defame or libel the President of the United States with false innuendo like he did in his press conference and like he did with 2 years of a bogus investigation based on a fraudulent conspiracy theory that had no merit in fact and that almost brought us to the brink of a nuclear war as the largest nuclear power other than the United States in the world is Russia, and also almost brought us the overturning of an election and the democratic processes that put President Trump in the presidency. But we'll discuss that next. Before we go into further detail there, let's discuss the scandals of the questions that should be asked tonight in the Democratic debates, questions that were not asked last night but hopefully we'll be asked tonight, if not by those inside the debate room, be asked by those outside of the public. Remember, you can watch Clown World at clownworld.us tonight, and Alex's breakdown of the continuing unintended comedy show that is the Democratic debates. The various collusion and conspiracies that occur in these debates are related to the attempts to cover up for the Democratic candidates' history of their own collusion, their own criminal conduct, their own various scandals that they have been a part of that have never been fully investigated or vetted in the sort of Hillary Clinton tradition. One of those is Senator Kamala Harris. You just saw a video excerpt of the Lieutenant Governor of California, who was interviewed by the InfoWars reporters there on the ground, who talked about how anxious she was to Californify and Californicate the United States into the way California is today. Didn't really have answers on the immigration issues. Didn't really have answers on the Skid Row homelessness problems that are occurring. Didn't really have issues on the mental health crisis that's occurring amongst those that are in the homeless community and constituency. Didn't really have answers on the wage threats and the wage pushdowns and other issues that are raised by illegal immigration into the United States, as well as the disease questions that come from people who come into the country who have not been checked or vetted or looked at. The other issues that she also didn't talk about, notice she went on about how she wanted to make sure everything stayed positive. And she said this right after talking about how she had endorsed Kamala Harris, Senator Kamala Harris from California, for the presidency. Now, what would inspire that statement in relationship to the debates tonight? It's probably because she doesn't want anyone to be discussing Kamala Harris's questionable political past. This includes an article from the Wall Street Journal, but said Kamala Harris didn't act for 5 years on a policy to help ensure fair trials. This included a continuous failure to disclose past misconduct by police and prosecutors involved in the law enforcement cases that she was responsible for. This also deals with how Kamala Harris got to the position she's in today. As former Mayor Willie Brown, who has been under FBI and other criminal investigation over the years during his political career, publicly admitted, and is documented in a Fox News story, and he publicly admitted in his own column, he had, in this era of Me Too, Kamala Harris got fame, got connections, got credit, got political power, got to the position of prominence she has today because she engaged in an she was Willie Brown's mistress. She engaged in an affair with this older man who he admitted, quote, he influenced her career by appointing her to 2 state commissions. He certainly helped with her first race for office that put her on the political stage and the political map in the first place. And it goes into the details in the ways that he promoted her to highly paid, well-paid positions that lined her pockets and put her in a position of political power and prominence. So how is it that in the Me Too era, someone like that is going to be nominated for the Democratic nomination for the presidency? Will that question be asked tonight in the Democratic debates by the supposedly independent media that will be asking questions? As the local newspapers in San Luis Obispo and other parts of California talk about, Kamala Harris's past could hurt her run for presidency. And what do they mean by that? They mean the fact that she secretly paid $400,000 to settle harassment claims against one of her top aides, who she continued to promote despite knowing of these allegations and accusations. So in this Me Too era, you have someone who was a politician's mistress who obtained well-paid, well-compensated positions while and after she was that person's mistress, and then in turn promoted people within her own staff who were busy harassing people so badly that she had to pay out $400,000 to settle the claims against one of her top aides, and yet continued to promote them until media coverage exposed her. In addition, her district attorney's office was caught violating the constitutional rights of individuals repeatedly with various forms of misconduct and malfeasance and misdeeds. She, quote, systematically mishandled evidence. That was according to another liberal judge in San Francisco said that about Kamala Harris. She often pushed harsh punishments of people who did very minor events and minor incidents. She repeatedly upheld knowingly wrongful convictions of innocent individuals, convictions obtained by official misconduct, by government misconduct, by suppression of crucial information by her prosecutors in her own office that went right to the top, according to the California courts. Will any of the press cover that tonight in the Democratic debate? Will they ask her a single question about it? Or will they like what they did with Cory Booker, where they asked the man from Wall Street, the man from Big Pharma, to talk about how he was going to take on Wall Street and Big Pharma? Will they ask Kamala Harris how she is going to clean up the criminal justice system, even though she was part of corrupting that system in the first place over a decade of political experience as the attorney general and the district attorney in California? But that isn't the only political scandals that should be dominating the Democratic debate and be in the discussion and the questions tonight. The big one include sleepy, creepy Joker Joe. And those include his connections to China and Ukraine. For example, as reported by major publications, including the Government Accountability Institute, Peter Schweitzer, he was the author of Clinton Cash. He also wrote a book called Secret Empires, in which he documented how Biden's family, particularly his son Hunter Biden, entered into, quote, lucrative business arrangements with Chinese government-tied investment funds and a struggling Ukrainian energy company that led to millions and billions of dollars being exchanged. It was, quote, part of a coveted $1.5 billion private equity deal, one of the biggest deals of that kind undertaken in China or in the same with the Ukraine deal. What's interesting is what other involvement it involved. One investment was into a company that was a facial recognition software provider that raised eyebrows as human rights group claimed it was being used to, quote, prop up China's surveillance state. So you have not only involvement of corruption and collusion that while Joe Biden was the vice president of the United States, his son was getting deals that he had never got before and that were completely unexplained by his lack of skill set. As this article is in the New York Post, authored by Peter Schweitzer, details the troubling reason why Biden is so soft on China. Will this question be asked tonight? They discuss and disclose how the businesses of Hunter Biden and his partners, quote, created a series of LLCs. Those are called limited liability companies, often used to disguise ownership and authorship. Were involved in, quote, multi-billion dollar private equity deals with companies owned by the Chinese government. Not only that, some of the deals included a son of former Massachusetts State Senator Billy Bulger. You might wonder who that is. Well, that relates to the famous Whitey Bulger, the notorious mobster who was covered up by Robert Mueller and others while he was a secret informant and popularly portrayed in the movie The Departed by Jack Nicholson in one of the biggest corruption scandals to ever hit the FBI. So somehow the Bulger family is connected, involved with the Biden family with making money in China and the Ukraine. It goes further in this 12 days after Hunter stepped off Air Force Two in Beijing. That's when his company signed a, quote, historic deal with the Bank of China. The U.S. Justice Department would later charge companies involved with this with stealing nuclear secrets from the United States. So when we come back, let's discuss whether or not Biden has been involved while he was vice president in allowing nuclear secrets to be stolen from the United States on behalf of companies connected to and involved with enriching his family and secret deals only obtained right after he stepped off Air Force Two. Up next, come back.
InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault, so we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d-democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shake people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even if it is what you just saw.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Robert Barnes on The Alex Jones Show, guest hosting today. Just enjoying some of the InfoWars coffee that you just heard advertised about. It's one of the best. It's in Twin Peaks. There was a line, the old TV show some years ago, where he sat down, and one of the reasons why he stayed involved in the investigation, the particular FBI agent, was because they had darn good coffee in Twin Peaks. And InfoWars coffee is truly darn good coffee. Extended, and it's 50% off all InfoWars life formulas all the way through July 4th. Get it now, get it quickly, because what you're doing is supporting. There's also free shipping, there's various double Patriot points involved, various mechanisms to support and reward you for keeping InfoWars alive, because you are the firewall between the independent free press and independent free speech and independent free elections and independent free thought in this country and the big tech, big media collusive conspiracies that attempt to suppress and oppress that speech and thought in elections in this country. When you have Project Veritas document in detail, people admitting, confessing, blowing the whistle on Google and big tech, the most powerful of the big tech companies involved, intending to meddle in the 2020 elections. The only counterpoint to that is that you seize that power back by supporting InfoWars. By what you're doing is beyond, you're buying products that you like, you buy products that you enjoy. All Alex has done over the years is looked at products he likes, that he enjoys, finds the best ones, and gives them to his audience. And in exchange, the audience allows InfoWars to be a meaningful, independent, the most meaningful of its scale, of its space, and the independent free press. There's a reason why there's been such an effort to oppress and suppress InfoWars in the social media sphere and the public media sphere. So many efforts to lie and libel about Alex Jones and InfoWars to try to defame and destroy the InfoWars message, the InfoWars brand, the InfoWars voice. Because that voice is really the voice of the audience, because you have seized back the power from the big corporate donors and the sugar daddy billionaires who control almost every other major media outlet in the world. So continue to support InfoWars by using the opportunity of the sales that will continue through this weekend to use them, especially coming up to July 4th, when we're going to be celebrating our independence. We're going to be celebrating not only the independence of a nation, but the independence of an idea, the idea of freedom of thought, was unique to the American Revolution. It really didn't meaningfully exist in any legal form prior to the United States Constitution and the United States political experiment. Free thought, free speech really didn't exist prior to that. Freedom of religion didn't really exist prior to that. Free elections in a little democratic process didn't really exist prior to that. Before then, you had royal families and political dynasties controlling our electoral, political, and economic and futures. You had institutions, big religious institutions or other social institutions, controlling what you could think, controlling what you could speak, controlling what you could hear. InfoWars is the ultimate counter to that. So as we come to the July 4th revolution that reignited the ideas of freedom for around the world, help continue to support, it is your choice, it is your empowerment, self-empowerment, that makes possible the freedom of speech, the freedom of thought, and the freedom of press that InfoWars is able to protect, defend, and articulate. And that's particularly going to be revealed tonight when you can watch the clownworld.us debate right here on clownworld.us, where you'll be able to see the discussion and the dialogue that takes place and see whether they ask the questions that needed to be asked that are likely not going to be asked. And that's why we need this free press. That's why we need this free thought. That's why we need this free speech. For example, if we go back to Senator and then Vice President Biden, while he was Vice President, special deals were cut, billion-dollar deals, deals that put millions of dollars in the pockets of Biden family and friends. But it went beyond that. As reported in the New York Post, troublingly, some of these investments had major implications for national security. In December 2014, one of the companies involved in some of these projects became an anchor investor in the IPO, the initial public offering, of China General Nuclear Power Corporation, a state-owned energy company involved in the construction of nuclear reactors. And here's the scary part. In April 2016, the U.S. Justice Department would charge China General Nuclear Power Corporation with stealing nuclear secrets from the United States. Action federal prosecutors admitted could cause significant damage to our national security. So what was Vice President Biden and his family doing cutting deals with businesses and companies that were busy stealing nuclear secrets from the United States? Will that question be asked tonight at the Democratic debates? Not only that, will they ask about the Ukrainian nightmare, as described in TheHill.com by the excellent investigative reporter John Solomon. As the headline reveals, Joe Biden's 2020 Ukrainian nightmare. A closed probe is revived. Well, what are they referencing? They're referencing a probe that was taking place in Ukraine that Joe Biden, while he was vice president, managed to get suppressed because he managed to get the prosecutor fired. And they were, quote, the prosecutor Biden got fired was leading a wide-ranging corruption probe in Ukraine into the natural gas firm that employed guess who? Biden's younger son, Hunter, as a board member. In fact, some of these companies and banking records reveal Biden's son was receiving as much as $166,000 a month connected to these transactions. But it gets even worse as they go into detail. In Peter Schweitzer's book on secret empires, the various money that changed hands, when it changed hands, how investigations disappeared, and how Vice President Biden even bragged about the ability to get these allegations suppressed and the prosecutor fired. Is Biden going to be asked that question tonight in the Democratic debates? As we go on, will they be asking about the, quote, Joe Biden's haunted legacy in Iraq? Because it keeps going and going when it comes to Biden. The only thing worse than his continuous gaffes is his continued allegations of corruption. There's issues again about defense contractor issues, about Biden's support of some of these wars in conflict, about Biden friends, pals, and political allies getting enriched. The other big issue tonight on the Democratic debate stage, other than whether they ask serious, meaningful questions about the corruption histories of Pete Buttigieg or Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, is whether or not Joe Biden has one of his famous gaffes again. Whether he starts talking about if you go to a 7-Eleven store, you only find Pakistanis. Whether he starts stereotyping African Americans, as he's done repeatedly and routinely over his history. Whether he tries to defend his segregation friends and allies and calls in the 1970s. Whether or not he just has one of his gaffes, such as one of his famous ones when he didn't realize that he was talking to someone, he said in the crowd in the audience and said he really felt bad for their mom passing away, and it turned out their mom was still alive. Or when he kept asking a paraplegic person who was a paraplegic following a care accident to please, quote, stand up. He'll explain some of his racial theories, like black awareness, for his reasons for opposing busing, or whether he'll tell people again that the word jobs only has three letters in it. So the everybody's really looking. It's like going to a NASCAR race and hoping, partially hoping, secretly hoping you kind of see a crash. You don't necessarily want anybody to die, but you want to see a crash. Two-thirds of the people that are going to be watching Joe Biden tonight are really hoping he just has one big bad gaffe. It would be perfect in clown world for Joker Joe to make that the seminal event of these early Democratic debates. And in that capacity, let's go to video three, because you still have an opportunity to purchase the Clown World T-shirt. That is a signature iconic, only available at InfoWars. And let's show that video now.
Trigger a leftist authoritarian. Get a great shirt and fund the InfoWar. It's a limited edition made right here in the United States. We just printed 5,000 of them to commemorate the two nights of Clown World Democratic National Debate in Miami. Ladies and gentlemen, the shirt is amazing. It's got InfoWars.com on it. Clown World on the back. It's like a concert shirt. It commemorates all the idiotic candidates. It's a First Amendment extravaganza. It celebrates the fact that we're awake, that they're clowning, and it funds the InfoWar. We've already sold one-fifth of the shirts, so only 4,000 are left as of me taping this. It'll be gone in a few days. So again, thank you all for your support. It's your chance to get this limited edition shirt and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get your ultra limited edition Clown World t-shirts today at InfoWarsStore.com.
So definitely join in tonight, the clownworld.us, so you can watch the participation, the dialogue, and discussion of the debates, what questions have been asked, what questions have been avoided, what questions have been ignored, whether Joe Biden, Joker Joe, Sleepy Creepy Joe in the Me Too era makes another gaffe of his famous infamous kinds, whether Kamala Harris has asked meaningful questions about her connections to corruption and investigations, including connections to Speaker Pelosi and Senator Feinstein, whether or not there's meaningful questions about the various war policies some of them have promulgated, whether or not they're challenged on lies, such as, you know, the cages that kids are facing involving illegal immigration. People generally are detained when they do something illegal. Whether or not there'll be meaningful questions about the fact that was Barack Obama's idea has been publicly reported. Whether or not they're going to discuss the cartels making millions and billions of dollars off human smuggling. Whether they're going to discuss real questions, real controversies, and real past. Tune in tonight for the clownworld.us debate, discussion of the Democratic debate, and whether the big media and big tech continue to collude and conspire against an independent free press. Thanks for joining the Alex Jones Show. Continue to support InfoWars.com.
Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars. The most banned network in the world.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're back again. No Alex today, but you've got me for the hour.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder.
Okay. So it's me, Matt Bracken, and I'll be on for the hour. Later we'll be taking some phone calls, but there's a lot to talk about first. What can you add to the, clown world debates? Got a little bit of a feedback thing going on here. All right. Clown world debates. Part one is in the can. Part two is coming up. And it's.
We are men. We are women. We are the humans. We are the planet. We are God's creation. We are the future, not you! Death! Death!
Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We don't fear death!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Death!
Who is the geopolitical threat to the United States? Just give me a one-word answer, Congressman Delaney.
Could you repeat the question?
Greatest geopolitical threat to the United States right now, Congressman Delaney?
Well, the biggest geopolitical challenge is China, but the biggest geopolitical threat remains nuclear weapons.
Okay.
Right? So those are different questions.
Totally get it. Go ahead, Governor Inslee.
The biggest threat to the security of the United States is Donald Trump, and there's no question. Okay.
Congresswoman Gabbard.
The greatest
geopolitical threat.
The greatest threat that we face is the fact that we are at a greater risk of nuclear war today than ever before in history.
Senator
Klobuchar. Two threats, economic threat, China, but our major threat right now is what's going on in the Mideast with Iran if we don't get
okay.
our
Okay, try to keep it at one, our slimmer than what we've been going here. One or two
our,
words.
Our existential threat is climate change. We have to confront it before it's too late.
Senator Warner.
Climate change.
Yeah, Senator Booker.
Nuclear proliferation and climate change.
Secretary Castro.
China and climate change.
Congressman Ryan.
China, without a question, they're wiping us around the world economically.
Yeah. And Mr. Mayor.
Russia, because they're trying to undermine our democracy, and they've been doing a pretty damn good job of it, and we need to stop them.
All right. Well, let me give 30 seconds. Senator Klobuchar, the Iron Range, I'm curious. Gun confiscation, right? If the government is buying back, how do you not have that conversation?
Well, that's not confiscation. You would give them the offer to buy back their gun. But I'll say this. I look at these proposals and I say, does this hurt my Uncle Dick and his deer stand coming from a proud hunting and fishing state? These proposals don't do that. When I was a prosecutor, I supported the assault weapon ban. When I was in the Senate, I saw those moms from Sandy Hook come and try to advocate for change, and we all failed. And then now these Parklandkins from Florida, they started literally a national shift. You know why? It's just like with gay marriage. When kids talk to their parents and their grandparents, they say, I don't understand why we can't put these sensible things in place. they say listen. And if we get bested by a bunch of 17-year-olds, it's the best thing.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Okay, this time I'm going to make it work. Rookie mistake on my part. Sorry about that at the top of the hour. Well, there's a lot of news this week. I think Iran, for the time being, is on the back burner. And people are thinking maybe it's just going to settle down and go away, but there's some news that I don't know if you would exactly say it's being suppressed, but it sure isn't being publicized. Earlier in June, around June 11th, explosives were found in London, like tons, linked to Iran. But you have to almost search around for this news. And in the last couple of days, another half ton of demolitions linked to Iran was found in Paris, France. Folks, I don't need to tell you what this can do. If you're old enough to remember the troubles in Northern Ireland, that low-intensity civil war had been going on since the late 60s, and it ended when the IRA essentially forced the British government to the negotiating table by putting car bombs in downtown London. And what a car bomb does in a business district, never mind civilian casualties. It's a mega million-dollar, nearly a billion-dollar hit to a financial district if you have a car bomb going off, say, on the London equivalent of Wall Street. All those window walls, thousands of glass panels implode. The offices are unusable for days or weeks. So this is a huge financial hit, aside from any civilian casualties. And my theory is, and this is going back to the Iran story, as long as the mullahs are negotiating directly with Trump, if Trump is the other player, power player, they lose because we don't need their oil. Essentially, we don't have to guard the Straits of Hormuz. If we want to step back from being the world's policeman and ensuring freedom of the seas, we can do so. If you ever played the game of Risk, just owning North America puts you in a very strong position when the rest of the world is going at each other. So in order for the Iranian mullahs to put pressure on Trump to reopen negotiations to end the sanctions or lift the sanctions, which are choking Iran, the Iranians have to make a credible threat of closing the Straits of Hormuz. When they did it in the 80s by dropping sea mines right in the Persian Gulf, we wound up giving them a bloody lip and eye in Operation Praying Mantis in 1988. What they learned from that is, if we go against the USA again, we're going to need better weapons and different weapons. That's where they've now invested in thousands of truck-launched anti-ship missiles that are arrayed for hundreds of miles in that arc around the Straits of Hormuz. If that doesn't work, I mean, and that's enough to bring the Western world to its knees. But if we go all out, if we attack Iran directly and this goes into a big war, the other big weapons they're going to have are these car bombs going off all over Western capitals. So if we have found tons of explosives in London and at least a half ton in Paris linked to Iran, the way that terror cells work is they're independent. They're not going to know about any other cells. If you found one cell, you can bet there's 5 or 10 more that have not been discovered, that don't know of the existence of the other cells. That's the way it works. And if we get into a shooting match with Iran, they're not going to just be checkmated like they were with Operation Praying Mantis, where they roll out the sea mines, we sink half their navy, and they're out of moves. If this happens again, they're going to be able to attack Israel and many Western capitals directly with ballistic missiles. Remember, Iran and Iraq already had the experience of a missile war where for years they were launching Scud missiles at each other's cities. So this is not like a new concept to the Iranians. What they learned from the 80s and the tanker war is next time have better weapons and a lot of them. And that's why I think they shot down the drone. It was almost comparable to the Francis Gary Powers U-2 shoot down I think it was 1959 or 60, where we had been flying straight over the Soviet Union, confident that they had no missiles which could reach up and shoot down a U-2. As soon as they had that missile, they demonstrated that we were no longer able to just fly over the USSR. Now, whether our Global Hawk was over Iranian airspace or not is debatable. Certainly, it looks like the Iranians did recover big parts of that Global Hawk. If, you know, the video is legit and it looks legit to me. So I wouldn't necessarily trust either government about whether it was in international waters or Iranian waters. And sometimes those are debatable because Iran might point to some little rock on the Persian Gulf and say, we draw the territorial limit around this little rock, which the Americans and the Saudis don't recognize as Iranian territory. So anytime you get into a whose territory was it dispute, then you have to back up and say, okay, who's drawing the map? But in any event, we're now in, you know, our forces in the Middle East are in range of very heavy duty Iranian weaponry. And not only that, it looks like they've got terror cells armed with, you know, pretty large quantities of explosives already in Western capitals. And never mind the fact that, you know, hundreds or thousands of civilians could be killed. Just setting off a bomb in a financial district is a multi-billion dollar hit because you can essentially shut down Wall Street. You don't need to fly an airplane into a building. Just putting off a car bomb between buildings knocks out all those window walls. That's what the side of a modern building is today. Glass, window walls. So we have got to really think seriously this time about attacking Iran. And I'm pretty glad that President Trump didn't go for the bait. I think that clearly that was what their intention was to cause us to ratchet up to doing a strike that would cause deaths, casualties, gain Iran world sympathy. And then they go back and ratchet the next one, start firing some missiles at Saudi Arabia or other countries or American bases. So for now, I think that Trump has very wisely sidestepped that issue. The fact is we are succeeding just with strangling them with economic sanctions. So there's really no need to cause hundreds of Iranian deaths over an unmanned Global Hawk. Even if it is, you know, something like $150 million, shame on us for sticking $150 million platform into disputed territory where the Iranians could shoot it down. And, you know, supposedly we've attacked them with cyber warfare in retaliation. They claim it did nothing. Our side says that their surface to air missiles have been knocked out. Who knows the truth of that? All right. At least for now, though, it looks like we're not going directly to war with Iran. But I want people to stop gloating and beating war drums. I heard Sean Hannity talking about how we can just whip Iran all from the air, no boots on the ground. That's the whole purpose of them having these truck-based anti-ship missiles, to get rid of those things hidden in caves all over southern Iran. We would need to send boots on the ground, or they could just keep launching them for days, weeks, or months, closing the Straits of Hormuz. So folks need to really be aware of the very deep and involved chess match that's here. They learned from 1988, and I think we learned the wrong lessons that, you know, we can just slap Iran around anytime we want. I don't think that we can, not without them closing the Straits of Hormuz, which will wreck our Western economies and Asian economies, as well as starting massive terror attacks in our capitals. Anyway, when we come back, I'm going to switch gears, and we're going to talk about social media censorship going into the 2020 elections. You know, if you thought that the Russians buying Facebook ads was bad, what a joke. You know, just look at what Google and Facebook have been doing and are planning to do. All right, we'll be back in a couple minutes with that.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNN programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war, you've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war, and even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. Clown World, Infowars.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's already being printed. Your new ultra limited edition Clown World t-shirt will be shipped out to you. And on the back, like a concert t-shirt, Clown World 2020, Cory Booker and all the rest of the usual suspects. We're going to have live coverage, and there's only 5,000 of these being printed. And that's it, and it funds the operation. It's a clown world, and we're just living in it. Celebrate the circus that is Democratic base for this exclusive limited time Clown Down World shirt. $19.95, really soft, nice, high-quality fabric. Whole nine yards for everybody. No reviews yet. And, yes, we're running store-wide free shipping. 50% off of the supplements and double Patriot points. And that's how we fund this operation. Thanks to you, the amazing audience, and this amazing crew, and everybody else, we will prevail. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please support us today. These sales are big.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're back. And in this segment, I'd like to talk more about social media censorship. And it's really not just social media. You know, we're a capitalist free market country. So we think, well, hey, you know, Google, it's a private industry. But Google would not have ever existed without the federal government subsidizing it, getting it off the ground. And now it's a leviathan that has more power than Standard Oil or the railroad monopolies could have ever dreamed of. You know, this is in the early 20th century, monopolies that weren't as powerful as Google were broken up. That's why antitrust law was created. But today, we see it that it's grown so strong and so powerful that I think that congressmen are afraid of it. Not only do they get funding from Facebook and Google, but I think they're actually terrified of what they know about these congressmen. It's virtually its own FBI now, or its own NSA. When you've been scooping up everybody's phone calls and video feeds, hell, you've got listening devices in your room that are recording your conversations. You know, Alexa, Siri, etc. You know, who knows what they're hearing and storing away. And even if they're not, people are going to be afraid that it's going to happen, that their private sins are going to be revealed. And there's just no way at this point, I think, that Congress can put this genie back in the bottle. I don't think that it's going to be there's going to be any antitrust legislation before the 2020 election. And that means we're really fighting an uphill battle. You know, we're on a very slanted playing field where all of the search results take you away from conservative sites and towards, you know, liberal propaganda. Now, somebody who is on the front line of this battle, who's got a small but very important website called Vlad Tepes Blog. Vlad is a linchpin where from all over the world, videos and other stories are collated and translated. It doesn't do any good to translate something weeks after the fact, but if there's a news story, for example, in Italy, did you know that there is a German NGO ship flagged to Denmark that's been floating around the Mediterranean trying to land, and the Italian Prime Minister Salvini has said, "Hell no, you can just go on to Germany. We don't care." Well, when Salvini makes these statements, the translations are put up almost the same day. Within the same news cycle, that's Vlad Tepes Blog's doing. Anyway, I'd like to bring him on because he's really got his finger on the pulse of social media censorship and what we can do about it. You know, what tools we have available. Are you there, Vlad?
Yes. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I got to say, it's quite an honor to be on the show with you. Can I just say, before we get into the social media thing, I'm with a kind of a team of volunteers, including myself, but we're part of a team of maybe 20 of us that speak different languages, that translate, subtitle, and edit. I work with the Baron over at Gates of Vienna, who oversees all the translations, make sure that they all work and they make sense, and a bunch of very dedicated translators that both translate stuff other people send in via my daily readers' comments, or that they find themselves. It's important, and we've been covering stories that the Western world either ignored or lied about. especially anything to do with conservative or non-leftist leader like Viktor Orban in Hungary. We translate all of his speeches that concern our issues because the New York Times and these other papers literally lie about what he said and who he is. And we translate his stuff, no editorializing. You can judge for yourself. And so, yes, I think it's important work. And thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, and the translation work is really important because one of the goals of our social media, social justice warrior propagandists is to isolate us and make us think that, you know, that Trump is an individual isolated lunatic case, that the rest of the world is tilting towards globalism, when really the rest of the world is now in a national populist uprising. And
absolutely,
our own English-based media won't tell the truth about it. So you have to go to original sources, and that means rapid translation.
Well, that's it. You have to go to original sources. And, of course, because, like, my YouTube channel, which had 30,000 subscribers that YouTube even admitted to, and millions and millions of views, tens of millions of views. And YouTube suddenly, like, I'd get one email from YouTube every 6 months about some issue, and it would be nothing, right? Nothing would happen. And then all of a sudden, over the course of 3 or 4 days, I started getting 15, 12, 20 emails a day for several days complaining about videos that had been there for years, and they were totally innocuous. It was not a copyright issue. It was, you know, whatever, community standards, but they were just innocuous. They're nothing videos. And then they just knocked my channel off the air. Now, that was, you know, the beginning of the big purge that we're seeing now. And, of course, with the revelations that we're seeing about Google, which, of course, owns YouTube, it's beginning to make sense as to what's going on. So, I mean, there's a couple of things. I'd like to talk about solutions that your listeners can actually do to solve problems, a couple of which they don't know they have yet. But we're going to get into that. But I'd also like to talk about other ways of doing social media, because alternatives have to happen. And because these centralized platforms like YouTube and Twitter and so on, either they become corrupt and very, very leftist, or leftist and corrupt organizations that are totalitarian leftists in nature will put pressure on them to see to it that they can no longer do what they do. Okay? Like YouTube and these organizations have been cheating us for a long time in subtle ways, not really notifying our subscribers that we have product out or not suggesting us or whatever, right? But now they're out and out. I have to say I'm kind of grateful. They're actually showing their sort of Soviet-like face now and saying, we won't let you guys participate in this at all because we don't like your content. And in a way, I find that refreshing compared to how it's been for the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, and kudos to Project Veritas for these exposés. And it shows not only how Soviet-like the you know, Google and Facebook are, but that our mainstream media is not even covering this story. I mean, the mainstream media is completely ignoring the Project Veritas expose on Google's anti-conservative bias.
If the Pulitzer Prize was a real thing, the Project Veritas would have won it every year for the last, I don't know how many years, but there's nobody even that comes second place, right? It's like Project Veritas and then 11. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine? And YouTube took down YouTube, which is a subsidiary of Google, took down the Project Veritas Google video based on privacy concerns. Back when 60 Minutes was a thing, you know, doing secret undercover videos, that was like the mark of the true champion and hero. Now, mainstream media and social media are all for privacy when it comes to keeping the secrets of big social media.
Well, I have to say that I'm at least once a day, I write on my website that selective enforcement is the first tool of a totalitarian, the first tool of a tyrant, right?
We're going to be back. We're going to a break now. We're going to be back in a couple minutes and take up the conversation right on the other side with Vlad Tepes.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart.
Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have through their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing, and that we were right about this. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
In the 40 years that I've been in American politics, I've never seen a situation with the mainstream media in which facts and truth and evidence no longer matters. The false claim that you purposely said kiddie porn to the Sandy Hook plaintiffs is ludicrous as well as false. It's a smear. Somebody sends you something that's encrypted. You don't even open it. It ends up swept up in the discovery of 9 million documents, and then it's blamed on you. This is Kafka. This is bizarre. But the way the mainstream media rushes out to say Jones sent kiddie porn is really outrageous. I have a lot of respect for those media outlets and those commentators who retracted and corrected and clarified. But I wonder, where are the big boys? Where's the Wall Street Journal? Where's Associated Press? When are they going to report that they made a mistake and what they said about you was inaccurate? So we both need your help, and I urge folks to continue to support InfoWars with your dollars.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
When we went to break, I was talking to Vlad Tepes, obviously a pseudonym, a nom de guerre. A lot of the people that that Vlad works with are in denied or semi-denied areas. And what I mean by that is they're in places where the police come and knock on the door if you make posts that they consider Islamophobic, for example. And really what it comes down to is the powers that be in a lot of the Western world, they're invested in this replacement population. They may not know that they're being used as foot soldiers in this struggle, but that's what it comes down to. The big obstacle to globalism is intelligent, free people who understand history. There's not a single low IQ third world country that's free and prosperous, because in every one of these countries, you're going to always get some type of a strong man, an Idi Amin, who's going to come to power promising everybody free bread and circuses. The dumber, the better. The dumber, the poorer, the better. And I don't care if you're in Italy, Canada, the United States, the process is the same. It's the George Soros-backed globalists, which essentially to me are just communists using a new tactic. In the 20th century, they tried exporting Bolshevism by force using spies and subterfuge. Then they used the Gramscian long march through the institutions, which was extremely successful. And now our universities just churn out little Marxists. And the new tactic is straight up population replacement, just sending in hordes of people who are going to vote for socialism because their understanding is at a very low level. And if somebody says, I'll give you lots of free stuff, that's where the vote goes. That's why the Democrats absolutely are going to do nothing to secure the border. They want the border wide open because that's how it's all going to work. So when we left, Vlad was talking about some of the solutions to the present social media censorship and other tactics that we can employ so that we can still continue to communicate even as the matrix is tightened around us. So go ahead, Vlad, with what we were talking about, ideas for countering the censorship.
So I'd like to address two possible sets of solutions that address slightly different problems. We have the technical oligarchs, the Googles and the Twitters and so on. Let's begin with how we can deal with that. Well, there's a difference between a distributed system and a centralized system in terms of the internet. We make it sound more complicated than it is, but really it's pretty simple. Like in a city, if you turn your tap on, all the water comes from municipal water. It's a centralized source, right? Ideally, what you want is a distributed source where everybody is sharing in everybody else's thing. There's no central thing, so you can't cut any particular person off, right? So the way to do that is by an old technology called BitTorrenting. BitTorrenting, for those people, I'm sure that none of your listeners do it, but I'm sure all of your listeners know somebody that might download a TV show or a movie from a site without necessarily going to a store. Well, this is the technology used to deliver that is called BitTorrenting. And what happens is it's kind of like everybody, it's like imagine, 500 people all photocopying a couple of pages of a phone book and giving their couple of pages to whoever doesn't have it. So with a minimal number of copies, each person gets a whole phone book rather than one person copying the phone book and giving a copy to each person, which would be clumsy, but it keeps that person in control. See what I'm saying? So I'm sure it'll make sense after people think about it a bit. But the idea is that you have the minimum number of internet transactions between peers, everybody who's equal in the system, right? Okay. So
and that's what BitChute is doing. That's what BitChute does.
Yeah, I'm not clear on that. That's what BitChute. That's definitely BitChute says that they do that, and in some ways they definitely do. The videos are coming to your browser and being assembled from a torrent. That's for sure true, right? So BitChute is an alternative, and it's a good one, right? And it's reliable. It's been up for years, and it's good, right? There's a bunch of other ones that deserve mention, even though they're not mature platforms yet. One is Bit.Tube. Now, Bit.Tube is undergoing some transformation. They're trying to improve it, and they're trying to create a decentralized thing, which will be like Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and all that, and it'll all be based around a hub of cryptocurrency, so that you'll actually be earning cryptocurrency by using the platform rather than paying to use it. It'll pay you. We're not talking about a lot here, though, but it's enough to keep the thing going because some percentage of the crypto you generate goes back to the people who founded it. It sounds more complicated than it is. But the main thing is it's a decentralized platform which can't be censored because there's no central node, right? And another one that's quite good is DTube. And these are not mature platforms,
so although DTube is... D, like D the letter D?
As in Delta. D as in Delta, yeah. So
D.tube.
D.tube. And in fact, it's a bit of a procedure to sign up. People might get frustrated. It's okay. It's worth it. You just have to sort of, as the Lady Macbeth said, screw your courage to the sticking place and make the decision to go through it. And the next thing you know, you've got a channel where you can upload your videos and they can't be taken down because they're all.
I noticed that last week when Black Pigeon Speaks, who I can't recommend his channel enough, when he was taken down for about a day until the public outcry, he has said that he is now putting his videos up on BitChute 24 hours before YouTube. And what he's trying to do is get people to go to BitChute first cause like a migration that way.
Well, that's what has to happen. People are going to have to abandon these traditional platforms because they're no longer what they were. And that brings me to, I'd like to take a slightly different angle on these platforms than other people do. I mean, virtually everybody else. I think there's an article that I'd like to draw people's attention to. It's on not the well-known site, but the author of the site is one of the best internet security people in the world. And he's a friend of ours, all of ours. He keeps a lot of sites that we all read up and say. And this site's called Free Speech Defense, and it's an article he wrote in 2016 where he proves how Google was manipulating search results back then. And the reason I think this is so important, I keep this article back in my mind all the time, is because I think the way to get Google and these other agencies is by fraud. Like, charge them with fraud because they're committing fraud. What they do is they have their own rules about how they operate. They say, okay, well, when you do a search, search results will be based on the frequency and authority of the results. And, you know, you can read it yourself. You can read the article. But Google has a very rational set of rules as to how a search will yield results. And they're good. And it's exactly, if it worked the way they said it would work, then we should all trust it and use it, which we did for a long time. But what happened, of course, is they, probably a guy named Matt Cutts, who was a Google VP, and he's a master of search engine manipulation, who also coincidentally worked in the Obama White House for a while he was VP of Google, go figure. But they started manipulating the search results in a way to give results they want you to see rather than what you are looking for based on Google's own rules. So I think the way to go after these guys is to charge them with fraud. And I mean, on a huge scale, I'm talking about the biggest fraud case in the history of the world. Because
that might happen. It might happen in the U.S. justice system under Attorney General Barr. I can't say, but I think that Congress is afraid. I think people are too afraid. I think we've passed a tipping point. We've just got 40 seconds till the next break, but I think personally that we have passed a tipping point where the tech giants are so powerful that they're untouchable. And the most important thing was that that James O'Keefe blew their cover with the latest undercover videos, you know, really proving their bias and getting them flat out saying, we can't have another Trump situation. We can't let another 2016 happen. You know, they have far more power, and now they've demonstrated their desire to change the result, like they did in the Irish pro-life versus abortion election.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that, because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model, and the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor. But I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault, so we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Segment with Matt Bracken and Vlad Tepes of Vlad Tepes Blog. You know, people sometimes complain to me about the inconvenience of using alternative social media. And I just have to shake my head. You know, they obviously, the tech tyrants, they try to keep it as much of a monopoly or at least like a cartel as possible. They don't, for example, allow you to put up a button to share on Gab or Minds. You can only have a button to share on approved good comrade social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. But what I do, and so this is my little effort. It takes a second of effort to actually copy and paste a URL into Gab, or FreeZoxy. Or other social media. I call it parallel posting. So instead of just, and I've been banned on Twitter forever. I've been banned for the next 29 days on Facebook for a post I made 3 years ago, just a short statement about Islam, my opinion. They went back 3 years, harvested a comment, and used it as an excuse to kick me off for another 30 days. I only stay on to sort of like test their censorship. But spread it around. Don't just post your video to YouTube. Post it to BitChute. Post it to DTube, to BitTube. If you have all of these open in your browser, you copy the URL, you can do all the work, boom, boom, boom. Now you've tripled or quadrupled your output without much effort. And your reach, the network is going to be much more extensive. Maybe not everybody will see you on Facebook. They might catch you on Gab, FreeZoxy, Parler, Minds. Post as much as you can everywhere that you can. You know, back in the Soviet Union, samizdat, you might have gotten a fifth generation carbon copy, really a blurry copy of Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago. Or on every street corner, you could get a slick full-color copy of Pravda and Izvestia. You know, if all you care about is something slick and convenient, you're just going to be lapping up the propaganda. If you want to be a freedom fighter for truth, you might have to make a little bit more effort. And yes, that includes supporting the InfoWars store, because this is one of the main channels. This is it. This is how we keep the frequency open, and it takes money. So support the InfoWars store and keep free speech rolling. All right, Vlad, let's come back now with more suggestions for getting around big social media.
Okay, so now let's cut to the technical stuff, how you can bypass. So there's also another state censorship thing where various Australia, and it looks like now there's a breaking story on Jihad Watch. If you go to it's a top post at jihadwatch.org right now, more censorship, extensive new blocks of Jihad Watch by internet providers in Europe and Israel, and I believe other sites also. Okay, so where states and or ISPs decide to block certain sites for their users. And we know this happened in Australia, and I believe this is also happening in the UK. So the way around that is two ways. One is get a VPN. Now, frankly, everybody should have one. A virtual private network actually allows you to convince the internet that your computer's somewhere else. So that if you're in an area where they're blocking a certain website, you just say, okay, well, I'm in Germany or I'm in the United States, and then you'll see it. Okay, so get a VPN, or you can read an article that's up on my site at Vlad Tepes' blog on how to get around these blocks by changing your DNS. It's actually not that difficult, and I have super clear step-by-step instructions as well as a video on how to do it on all your devices, your Apple or a PC or your phone, if your phone's Android or whatever. So way to do it is, in short form, you go to your control panel, you look for your internet settings, you look for DNS, and you change them to public DNS settings. I give the numbers in the article. Obviously, it would be sort of goofy to mention them here. No one's going to remember it. But you put in different DNS numbers, and then suddenly the ISP cannot block you. A DNS change is free, by the way. I was just reminded by somebody who's listening and knows this stuff really well. The DNS change is free, and it gets you past, because what happens when you sign up with an ISP, an internet service provider will give you certain DNS numbers, and then they can control what you see. They control the flow of traffic through that DNS. But you are not obliged to use it. So you switch to these public DNS numbers, all blockages are gone. And it doesn't have the effect of a VPN, because you can't trick your nation into thinking you're somewhere else. So it's more security with a VPN. But for the moment, at least, you can change your DNS settings to public DNS numbers, and boom, you can see any site you want, right?
Yeah, for the American, I want to mention to the American audience, you know, if you've got great internet where you are and none of this is pertaining to you, please bear with us, because this is like Radio Free Europe or Voice of America back in the Cold War days, broadcasting into Russia or China. There are people around the world listening to InfoWars that are writing this stuff down. This is critical information, because they are behind a kind of a Google curtain now. They are behind a social media curtain. Obviously, it's the worst in China, But they're arresting people in the United Kingdom and in Germany, you know, from posts that they make on Facebook. So people have to be super careful and protect themselves. You know, these countries aren't free the way we think of them anymore. So bear with us, because this InfoWars today is like Radio Free Europe, you know, broadcasting to the censored and unfree world. Go ahead, Vlad. We got 3 minutes.
Police have been showing up at people's door in the UK for liking a joke or a post on Twitter. It's going full Soviet. I mean, the difference between the Soviet Union and some parts, some aspects, and some places in the Western world, like the UK, are now just a function of degree and not ideologically different, right? Between the brainwashing of children, whether it's, you know, sex or gender related. Of course, Islam, it's ludicrous. They're talking about now fining parents if you pull your kids out of Islamic indoctrination classes in schools. I mean, the schools are becoming political indoctrination centers, they've become. It's terrifying. And the free flow of information, there's no free people without the ability to make your own decisions, and you can't make your own decisions if you can't get all the information. And information is now being very, very carefully managed. I think it's an obligation on all of us to use all of these means possible. We have to, you know, you used the word samizdat earlier, one of my favorite concepts. The original samizdat, people would leave notes in books and libraries. It was incredibly clandestine, very dangerous to do, and everybody had to do a lot of work and take a lot of risk. All we have to do is use alternative platforms. We just have to understand the evolution of these technologies, and we have to do a little bit of frustration and work to get our message out there. I won't be stopped. We do these videos. I do between 1 and 5 news videos every single day because they matter, and then they can be embedded in all these different sites. Now, the trick is, like I say, the obligation on the rest of us is use public DNSs, get a VPN, understand how these companies are defrauding us, and stand up and fight back in covertly or overtly. I mean, whether we can or we can't, we have to do it.
And while you can, consider buying the actual dead tree version of books like my books or Diana West's and others, because there's going to be coming a time when they're just going to be mass deleted. I mean, Jihad Watch is a super important website, and it's being suppressed everywhere. But Robert Spencer, not to be confused with the other Spencer, Robert Spencer is a prolific author. He has, you know, a dozen amazing, amazing books. Well, you can support the author and get the message in a form that can never be corrupted or deleted if you buy the actual, you know, real book, the printed book. Then no matter what happens down the road, you'll at least be in a position to share it with friends, you know, even as the internet suppression increases, because people are going to be afraid to open up a website if they're afraid, you know, the police are going to come or they might lose their job. I mean, literally, you can, in the UK, you can lose your job over what you posted on the internet. And that's what's coming. Well, thank you, Vlad Tepes. And I recommend everybody, you know, frequent his website, because it's an essential hub to show how the national populism message is spreading all around the world. And Vlad Tepes' blog is an essential link, and it's really a hub for that message. This is Matt Bracken, and I'll see you next Thursday.
Announcing the greatest show on earth, reparations, free health care, free college, free homes, free money forever. Yay! It's Clown World 2019, the Democratic Party's two-night extravaganza debate. Let's meet the candidates. All-star Beto O'Rourke. Oh, my gosh. Cory Booker, the amazing. Oh, Pocahontas. Joe Biden. Swallowswell says he'll nuke gun owners. Yay! Bernie Sanders loves the Soviet Union. Kamala Harris and so many more. It's the greatest show on earth at InfoWars.com/show. Wednesday and Thursday night.
The greatest comedy show on earth. 2 nights only. 20 candidates and tons of laughs. June 26th and 27th. Coverage starts at 7 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.